bomb went off inside this area is an extremely serious situation.
Earlier, a suicide truck bomb exploded on a bridge over the Tigris River. Seemungal says at least 10 people were killed and more than two dozen injured.
Horrified onlookers say they saw a number of cars slide into the water, with U.S. helicopters hovering above. Rescuers desperately tried to save people trapped in the cars in the waters below.
The decision by the Pentagon to extend the tours of active duty soldiers in Iraq is not only a blow to the troops, but it's very tough on their relatives.
I'm Charlie Hodges in Dallas. Families of Fort Hood's Delta Company have been preparing for their loved ones to come home after 12 months in Iraq in time for Christmas.
We thought we were on a downhill slide. We saw a little light at the end of the tunnel, and now we're looking at 9 more months. It's a low blow.
Haley Baker leads the Delta Company's family support group.
3 months to a family who doesn't have their dad is a long time.
Long enough to miss Christmas for the second straight year. Charlie Hodges, CBS News, Dallas.
Well, he's on the air.
This may be our last radiothon.
Don Imus doing his morning radio show, but he is no longer on cable TV after MSNBC's decision to drop him amid the furor over his remarks about the Rutgers women's basketball team last week.
If I hadn't have said it, we wouldn't be here.
Nope.
So let's stop whining about it, and we just have to move on, try to make things better. I'm going to meet with the kids.
Now, there are reports that meeting could take place this afternoon. Imus begins a two-week radio suspension Monday. CBS has not yet decided on his long-term fate, though corporate board member and former NAACP head Bruce Gordon has already called for him to be fired.
He abused his power and directed it at young women who didn't deserve it. And when that kind of abuse takes place, I believe there has to be a consequence.
And so it goes. Author Kurt Vonnegut has died in New York City at the age of 84. CBS News correspondent Bill Vitka has more on his life and literary career.
Kurt Vonnegut's novels conquer space and time, threading the conventions of science fiction with laughter and tragedy. His most famous book, Slaughterhouse-Five, about the firebombing of Dresden by Allied forces during World War II, is autobiographical. Vonnegut lived through it as a POW.
We could hear it, sure. We could hear the sticks of bombs walking all over town.
Darkness informs Vonnegut's work, but it's too simple to call him a cynic.
The only proof of the existence of God I need is music.
Alongside faith, there is anger and despair.
The dreams I had for this country have not come true.
Bill Vitka, CBS News.
Emmy-winning actor Roscoe Lee Brown has died. He was 81. Brown may have been as well known for his deep, cultured voice as his face.
Does there still exist in Pinochle a tradition in which the taking of each and every trick results in the rubbing of the opponent's head?
Brown on The Cosby Show. That voice was also heard as narrator of the 1995 hit flick Babe. It may prove to be a critical breakthrough in the fight against cancer. Let's get the details from CBS News reporter Vicky Barker in London.
It's called RNA interference, or RNAi. It allows scientists to switch off certain genes in cancer cells. The British journal Nature reports that lung cancer cells treated using the technique became 10,000 times more sensitive to the chemotherapy drug Taxol. That suggests cancer patients may ultimately be treated with far lower doses and experience few or no side effects. But as with so many apparent cancer breakthroughs, the usual warning applies. Human trials are a good 3 to 5 years away. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Just when you thought it was safe to welcome spring, a big winter storm is heading this way, but it's taking its own sweet time getting here.
We might have a few rain showers, but it's after midnight on Thursday through probably Friday afternoon, we've got the potential for a whopper of a snowstorm.
Nine News meteorologist Kathy Sabin says we could get 6 to 12 inches of heavy, wet snow from this one. This type of storm favors the eastern continental divide, which means the central mountain and western slope won't be seeing much. The National Weather Service has already issued a blizzard watch for most of southeastern Colorado, the area already hammered by heavy snow in January. Jury deliberations expected to start today in the insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nascio. Jurors spent most of Tuesday and yesterday listening to closing arguments from both sides. They're set to return this morning to hear instructions from the judge before their deliberations begin. And a bill that would allow gay couples to adopt kids together is advanced in the state Senate. Despite Republican criticism, the aim was to advance, quote, a homosexual agenda rather than help children. Senate giving initial backing to a proposal allowing any two unmarried people to adopt a child together. Currently, gay people are allowed to adopt a child individually, but not with their partners. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. It's a pretty gusty start, but so far we're running clear and dry. No wrecks at all on our primary highways through the metro area. Usual buildup on north side highways, including southbound 25, eastbound 270. If you're on 225 right now, it's wide open across Aurora, and we have excellent conditions on both 225 and I-25 through the tech center. Up in the high country, no real problems. I-70 clear of any snowpack right now. Just some patchy ice over the Loveland Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds with afternoon rain changing to snow by the evening rush, high of 46. Tonight, a winter storm watch in effect with windy, cold conditions, 3 to 6 inches.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1000. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately. Many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. 844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
People are saying even more. Now, originally the forecast said that there would be snow on the ground by this time. Am I right about this, Mr. Turk?
Yeah, all the reports initially at the beginning of the week were saying Thursday, what, afternoon?
No, Wednesday evening.
Well, it's a little delayed.
Yeah, okay.
But I saw Kathy Sabin said last night, 6 to 12 inches.
And, well, it's delayed. And, of course, Pat in Broomfield is probably out there going,
stop talking about the weather. It doesn't cut at this time of the morning.
But it affects all of us. Anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll have traffic for you, and we'll see what kind of drive we get into tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I hope this stuff comes. I hope it goes. I hope it's brief. Not because I don't expect snow in April in the Rockies. Not because I don't expect snow in March in the Rockies, but because after all the snow we've had this year, I'm sick of it. Don't you agree that you are too?
I'm sick of it. I'm ready for spring, playing golf, not having to worry about what the weekend forecast looks like every week.
Yeah, exactly. And if there's no
I've been snowed out of three consecutive tee times on Saturday.
Yeah, and if there's no global warming, I want somebody to explain all of this to me. Okay. A lot of things going on this morning at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. The Imus thing is still boiling hot, and MSNBC yesterday, last night, announced that they have canceled immediately his cable simulcast. So if you got up this morning and you're up early like Mary and I, there was no Imus this morning. It was regular news, which was kind of nice. Gives you another option. The other thing that's really big news, and we talked about Iraq yesterday, but Iraq is back in the news in two big ways. One, the announcement has come forward that they are going to extend. Robert Gates said yesterday they're going to extend combat tours for Army soldiers to 15 months, and he said that that was a difficult step. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said it yesterday, but it was essential to give other units time to recuperate after fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. The announcement affects only soldiers in the active duty Army who now serve 12 months combat tours. Deployments for the Army Reserve and the National Guard will remain at 12 months. Marines will continue to serve seven-month tours. And the Pentagon says that basically they hate to do this, but that they have to do it. And the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee yesterday warned the Pentagon of the consequences it would face from the decision to tack 3 months onto deployment of members of the U.S. Army. Representative Ike Skelton, who is a Democrat from Missouri, said in a statement that the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, General Richard Cody, had confirmed that deployments in the Army would be extended to 15 months from 12 months. He said this new policy will be an additional burden to an already overstretched Army. Skelton also warned, "I think this will have a chilling effect on recruiting retention and readiness. We also must not underestimate the enormous negative impact this will have on Army families. Now, the change of policy will affect all members of the Army, and it appeared to directly contradict, why is this a shock, what President George W. Bush asserted yesterday, that the failure to complete the supplemental funding bill would cause some troops to have their deployments extended. The bottom line is this: Congress's failure to fund our troops will mean that some of our military families could wait longer for their loved ones to return from the front lines. Others could see their loved ones headed back to war sooner than anticipated. This is unacceptable. And ABC News first reported last night that the Pentagon would extend deployments for Army soldiers. This proposal would affect every active duty soldier in Iraq, said ABC's Jonathan Carl. They would be required to stay longer, in larger part because of the surge of forces the president announced in January is almost certain to be extended. Now, you also know that there's been this ongoing debate going on about the surge and whether it's working, and whether things are getting better in Baghdad. Even though the International Red Cross, headquartered in Switzerland, said things in Baghdad are bad. They're worse now than they were. And the things in Iraq are worse now than they were. American casualties are up. And then this morning, as we're sitting here waiting for the show to get on, this bulletin shows up. An explosion rocked the Iraqi parliament in Baghdad on Thursday, and many people were wounded, a parliament official said. The blast took place in a cafeteria with several lawmakers who were eating lunch. Several people were wounded, including members of parliament and some employees, and as a result, some people who were in that cafeteria have died. The parliament building is located in the heavily fortified green zone in Baghdad. Now, militants have rarely managed to penetrate the various checkpoints and carry out attacks. Recently, the U.S. military said two suicide vests had been found inside the zone, a sprawling area that comprises many government buildings and the U.S. embassy. Earlier, a truck bomb killed at least seven people on a key bridge in northern Baghdad, destroying most of the steel structure and sending several cars plunging into the River Tigris below. Now, this bridge was a main artery linking east and west Baghdad, and it collapsed into the river. It was built by the British, by the way, in the early 1900s. And the destruction of the bridge will cause a major problem in northern Baghdad. And you've got these folks who appear on the media every single day and use the same lines over and over again. Bush saber-rattling and threatening the Congress. The media spinning it as if the Congress is defying the president, when the Congress is really, they're doing their job. It's what they're supposed to do. The idea that this guy, this president, and this administration can get a blank check to do anything they want without any oversight is absolutely wrong. Plus, now it's leaked out, at this late date, Bush is looking for a war czar. And guess what? Nobody wants to step up to the plate to take the gig. Do you blame them? Would you do it? I don't know. I don't know what question to ask you around this. And as a caller said yesterday, you know, Jay, we call in on this subject, but there are a lot of times where we really don't want to call because we're so frustrated we don't know what to say. I'm on the same page. I'm frustrated, and I don't know what to say. But I feel like at 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, I feel like I got to share this with you. I feel like I got to put it out there. I feel like I got to give you a chance to get up early, get off your half moons, and to talk to me about this. 303-713-7600. Yeah, we'll get to IMUS. I'm not going to leave that off the page. And we're also going to talk about the nuclear threat from Iran and also North Korea, in which now there's a rumor going around that Nancy Pelosi and other opposition Democrats are considering a trip to Tehran. But right now we're talking about the explosion that rocked the Iraqi parliament today. And about the ongoing state of denial that some people in this country, including the leadership of this country, seems to live in. Maybe the question I ask you is, what's it going to take to go to these people and to get them to wake up? What's it going to take to get this done? Mary said she saw a bumper sticker yesterday, and it was a great one, that said, "Stop lying. Vox hates the competition." I don't know. How do we break through here? Maybe women should just withhold sex from men until they decide to go along with the program and end this stupid maneuver, this stupid war, and the senseless...
On a Lifetime original movie, The Perfect Husband.
Kathleen was the love of my life.
The Perfect Father.
Dad needs us.
Everyone believes he is innocent.
My wife's had an accident. She fell down the stairs.
Until his daughter discovers the perfect murder.
Don't tell me that you haven't wondered if he actually did it.
Treat Williams, Kevin Pollak, Samida Armstrong. The Staircase Murders, based on actual events. Premieres Sunday night, April 15th at 8, 7 Central on Lifetime.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging, providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Us. And you know, they were kind of right, because every weekend I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So, that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Your cup of caffeine, bowl of granola, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Great stuff from Neil Young. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6, rain and snow likely today, high of 46. I'm attempting to get a discussion started here about Iraq again for the second day in a row, principally because of two things that have happened. Number one, the Pentagon and the Defense Department extending the deployment of members of the U.S. Army now to 15 months. And also, this whole thing is being circulated around by people that, oh, the surge is working, and we're seeing tangible results. And then we have the story this morning about this explosion that rocked the Iraqi parliament and killed several people who were there. They were all eating in the cafeteria. And this went on in the green zone, which is heavily fortified. Plus, this bridge that was destroyed yesterday by a truck bomb. It was built by the British in the 1900s and is now effectively, it's a main artery linking east and west Baghdad, and it collapsed into the Tigris River. So now, essentially, east and west Baghdad are cut off. And every time I see these people on TV who make these statements, and I'm talking about John McCain, I'm talking about other politicians and chattering class people from the right wing who support this, they keep saying this about things being done, but they never really name anything. And our reconstruction efforts, by and large, there have been a failure. Because I think it's got to be pretty clear to anybody who looks at this and looks at it objectively that this administration does not put people in the positions that they're in because they're especially good or they're especially talented. They stick them in the positions they're in because they're politically connected. And I don't think there's any better example of what I'm talking about than what happened with Iraq after we won the war there, and with the moves that were made directly after, in which you had all of these kids who had come out of these places like the Heritage Foundation and others that were involved in the Provisional Authority, who basically bungled the job. Or another good example of this is Alberto Gonzalez, who is not the brightest legal tool in the box and can't even get his act together to testify in front of Congress. He's reportedly doing like 5 and 6 and 7 hour prep sessions to be able to get by this, and has given this White House bad legal rulings all the way through. And why is he there? He's there because he is a friend and loyalist to George W. Bush. He's not the best and the brightest legal mind that the administration could have gone out and that they could have found for the Attorney General. Now we find out, 4 years into the war, now into the fifth year, that the administration wants to get a quote-unquote war czar. Now, I thought the war czar was George W. Bush. Isn't he the decider? Isn't he the commander-in-chief? So now we're going to get a war czar? Let me think. Now, we had a drug czar once, right? We still do, I think. And we've had a drug czar over several administrations. Sit back and ask yourself for a second. Has the drug czar really done any good? Has it accomplished anything? But the idea that ironically now, 4 headed 5 years into the war, suddenly now we got to have a war czar and no general wants the job. And I got to ask you, would you want to take the job? I sure as hell wouldn't want to take it. I wouldn't want to have to step into this mess. I wouldn't let it. It's a mess. And there is a percentage of Americans who believe that this thing is okay. There are people who believe, like Senator John McCain, who keep getting in front of the TV. You keep getting on camera, and they, McCain, Lieberman, the rest of them, and they keep trying to sell this stuff to us on a constant basis. And my question is, how do you get through to these people? How do you get through to the people who absolutely will tell you? They will tell you at the office. They will tell you at a family gathering. They will tell you in a restaurant. They will tell you when you take your car in for service. Wherever it is that you get in a conversation with us, they'll tell you, oh yeah, things are great there. And they'll repeat these points back. And what do you say to them? Okay, look, wake up. What are you going to say to them? I frankly am tired of arguing with them because there's all this stuff going on, and I never get any kind of a logical explanation from any of these folks as to why this stuff is happening. And that's question number one. And no one has anything to say. No one's going to say anything about the extension of the deployment. We're running the armed services. We're running this thing. We're running them into the ground. And these are our kids. And don't you think you should speak up about that? And I think we all should. We'll talk about Don Imus, but I really feel like that I got to bring this up. I really feel like that these things that have gone on, it's like how much more of a wake-up call do we absolutely have to have in this country before the populace as a whole? And the majority of Americans want us out of there. Polls show that. But I'm talking about the ones that are left over. How long is it going to take before they wake up? And how long is it going to take before John McCain and others stop pushing unreality television on us and stop lying to us and stop telling us stuff thinking that we're going to believe it? I mean, is there anybody out there who thinks that, and tell me based on your experience with your friends, is there anybody out there who actually listens to these people anymore, who thinks that what they're saying is true? Because even some of my friends who are conservative are starting to say to me, yeah, I'm having a harder and harder and harder and harder and harder and harder time buying this. It's really getting rough. 303-713-7600, and we'll go to your calls coming up. Right now, Gina will kick off traffic. Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, enjoy it while we can. Looks like the morning commute is going to be spared any major weather problems. Right now, we have a clear, dry ride. We're wreck and stall free around Denver. Good speeds eastbound 6 in the Boulder Turnpike approaching Federal. Traffic moving well for your drive along C-470 on the south side. So it looks like we could get the brunt of the storm by the evening drive home, so don't be surprised. Weather today, increasing clouds with afternoon rain changing to snow by the evening rush and a high of 46. Tonight, a winter storm watch in effect with snow expected in the metro area and a low of 27. Currently, a few clouds, 27 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Bring your memories to King Soopers. Get 4x6 digital prints made in just an hour for only 15 cents each at selected...
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
This just in. Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Shurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be
able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You had to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. This is your last chance to see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Hurry, 1 week left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Over there?
Yeah. You like it?
Awesome. You done any cooking yet?
Nope. Still breaking in this patio furniture.
Yeah, you can't rush that.
Soda?
Want a great yard this year? Start now with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So get it now, then take it easy. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through April 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try NuvaPrint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. NuvaPrint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, NuvaPrint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of NuvaPrint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I just thought I'd finger pop along with it, you know? We'll have it in quadraphonic. Remember when quadraphonic was a big thing? And then it quadraphonic itself into the trash dump.
Hell, why don't you go to my house and listen to my quadraphonic stereo? Man, it really sounds groovy when I put on those Steve Miller albums or CDs.
Okay. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain, snow likely. What can we do about it except sit around and complain? And we won't. And this show is coming to you, by the way, in high fidelity. The following broadcast is in high fidelity. Okay, this is what you call a lo-fi show. We're talking here about the explosion this morning that rocked the parliament in Iraq, about the redeployment. Now, if you have a loved one in the Army, they got to stay there for 15 months. And how long are we going to go on? All right, do you think anybody accepts the idea of what people like McCain and the others are out there pushing? Is anybody listening to them anymore? And how can anybody think or even have a feeling that this thing, this surge thing is working? How can anybody have a feeling about that? Plus, I don't want to leave out the bridge being destroyed yesterday now, which essentially cuts the city in half. 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones. Jay in Loveland. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was just calling about the Iraq deal, and I wanted to say that I think we need to keep the upper hand on this troop funding deal. And after the president vetoes it like he promises, that you know, we need to tell Congress to cut out the pork, keep all the troop funding and the timetable to end the occupation, and make them veto it again just on. Just on the troops. Keep that high ground on them. Keep the pressure on them.
I agree. I think we should. I think Democrats, I think that they should bring this up every single chance they can. That means if they have to bring it up every single day. Every single day. And this whole myth that's being spread around about how, well, you know, the Democrats are not for funding the troops and they're holding up the funding. If you don't read the bill, that might make sense. But if you read the bill and you see what's in there and you see what they're trying to do, there's nothing in there about withholding funds. It's about not giving anybody a blank check to do as they please without any kind of oversight. Now, I don't understand how anybody, regardless of your political orientation, would object to any kind of oversight, but then they manage to twist that and turn it around by saying, oh, well, you know, they're micromanaging. They're acting like the generals. But we don't live in a military state here. We're supposed to have civilian oversight. What does the word oversight mean? I mean, I don't...
We're finally starting to see it with the change in the Congress, at least. But you get a little bit of the oversight, I mean. But I agree. It's you know, Representative Musgrave was supposed to be walking in downtown Loveland yesterday to meet the people and, you know... my brother and I went down to hopefully try and find her to say hi and ask her that after this thing gets vetoed to, you know, to stand up with the Dems and support the troops and vote with the funding for it and override that veto. But we never found her down there. We looked all over and never could find her. So.
Well, there's rumors that she's going to be doing these things or trying to do them. On a regular basis, and to get off Iraq for a second and talk about her, this is something she hasn't done in the past. But she knows damn well from the election last time that she came awful close to losing, and she's going to have a strong challenger again. So she's trying to get out there and trying to suck up to folks and make connections. But I guarantee you that she still thinks we ought to be in Iraq. You email her and ask her, and that's the answer you'll get.
Most definitely, like I said, that's for sure. Like, I don't know, you know, what else to do with them, but you know, I've emailed Senator Salazar and asked him to you know, when this thing gets vetoed, you know, go ahead, cut out the pork, show them that we're not, you know, just troop funding and set the timetable to end this occupation, and make them veto it again, make them. Show who's not supporting the troops. I mean, they do it all the time anyway with the whole Walter Reed deal and all that, you know. So,
well, let me ask
you. Anyway, I have a quick question to ask you,
sure.
On your opinion on what you think about Colorado's only progressive radio station now having a Fox Talk radio show on during its. You know, in its programming.
Doesn't bother me at all. I like Alan Combs, and I know a lot of people who work at Fox who are not on the same page politically and ideologically as Fox is, and it doesn't bother me in the least. I've known Alan for, well, I guess let's say 4 years probably, and it doesn't bother me. I don't agree with him on everything, but then again, you know what? I don't agree with anybody on just about everything. I'm too contrarian, I think, for that.
Well, I guess my problem with it is that, I mean, we have one progressive station, you know, here in Colorado. Can't we just be a no-Fox zone on that? I mean,
yeah, but that's guilt by association, and that's not right. I mean,
well,
just because he...
But the listeners that he brings in, if you listen to his callers and stuff, and I've only listened to it for a few nights, but I mean, it's just this loud, yelling Fox, you know, and
good. That's good, because you know what? That means that he's going outside of the core of the listenership of this radio station and other progressive stations, and he's bringing other people to the party, which is what we want, which is what you want when you operate a radio show. What you don't want is you don't want to make it an exclusive club where only those who agree with you feel welcome. And there's nothing wrong with having a heated or a passionate discussion
with
somebody.
With you,
excuse me, can I finish?
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Because when you do that, then it's like the other radio stations in town. It just becomes predictable. And the thing is, as long as you don't get nasty about it, what difference does it make?
I agree with you with the getting people in from the other side, having good discussions. One of my very favorite, or if not my favorite, radio show now is the Tom Hartman Show, and has been. I've been able to hear it at night once a week before. But because he gets people on from the other side, he keeps a conversation going. He articulates everything well.
I'm not talking about people who write books. I'm not talking about.
You mean callers calling in?
I'm talking about callers. I'm talking about bodies. I'm talking about people.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I'm talking about. Because let me tell you something, and this is not a criticism of Tom Hartman. This is just a truth. We here this morning, we could turn around and do the same thing. I can go put all kinds of conservatives on. People you probably never heard of. Put them on. But you know what I really want? What I really want is I want conservative callers to call in here. For two reasons. One, because good, passionate, heated conversation makes for good radio. And two, I want to try to endeavor to hear what they have to say. Because I am fascinated with the idea that at this point in this country's history, with the things that are going on, and particularly with what's going on in Iraq, that there are people out there that actually think that this whole surge and that all the rest of it is the right move. I'm amazed by that. I really am.
Yeah, well, I think myself, I think that Fox has a part to do with that, though. I mean,
They do. I agree, they do. And they represent a political arm of the GOP. But I think that Allen certainly doesn't represent that, and Allen goes his own way, and I don't believe in guilt by association.
That's fine. I guess we'll have to disagree on this one. But, you know, to me, I look at him kind of like the
like
Lieberman, the Lieberman of the progressive talk show host, then.
Well,
kind of carrying the water for.
Yeah, okay.
For the other guys.
If you want to make that case, then you need to go email me some examples. Give me some examples of where he carries the water for the other side.
Well, last night, for example, a little bit I heard on his show. Again, it's three nights in a row of nothing but Imus talk that I've heard from him, which is. There's so many more important things to talk about right now. I'm not saying that that's not an important, very important issue, but, you know, let's get back to talking about Iraq. Let's get to talking about the 150 graduates from Regent University. Can I finish, please? Graduates from Regent University that are or have been in the Bush administration. Let's talk about things like that. But he's, you know, kept the IMUS thing going. And one of his Fox callers last night called in, agreed with him. He's been defending Imus, that he shouldn't have gotten fired. A caller called in, agreed with him on the Imus deal, and then said that the only kind of hate that he's seen coming out of this is the hate from the women towards Imus for not letting this thing go. And Combs didn't even say anything about it. He let that go.
Well, all right.
Excuse me.
Hold on a second. This isn't your radio show, and I'm getting close to a break here. So
fine.
I need to answer you, and I need to go get the traffic.
That's fine.
But I'm going to point
a
couple of things.
I'll listen to you.
I want you to hear this. I'm going to point a couple of things out to you. Okay?
Yes.
Keith Olbermann, who is certainly not conservative in any way, shape, or form, okay, and is highly rated on Countdown, covered Imus the majority of the night last night. Most of the media outlets, including myself, are going to cover Imus because it's the number one big story today. That's number one. And number two, there are a lot of people who work in this business who don't think he should be fired, both liberal and conservative. And I'm not sure he should be fired. I'm not sure I agree with it either. And three, I mean, sometimes I feel he should, and then sometimes I don't. I waffle on it. And then three, here's the third thing. Because somebody calls on his radio show and doesn't agree with your point of view, that doesn't all of a sudden make him a typically quote-unquote Fox caller. Okay? That doesn't make him part of the Fox core. Okay? So Keith Olbermann is doing the exact same thing that Alan Combs is doing, which is the exact same thing that everybody's doing, with the exception of me right now at 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. But we will talk about IMA. So I appreciate your thought and your inputs, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's get traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Not a lot to be concerned with this morning. At least no wrecks or issues for the highways. Just a lot of folks hitting the highway southbound 25, 104th to 84th, eastbound lanes of 270 across Commerce City. Also remember, work continues on that eastbound bore of the Hanging Lakes Tunnel in Glenwood Canyon. Looks like that side will remain closed around the clock until the repair is done. We're going to have a traffic split on the westbound lanes, so expect delays in both directions. Weather today, increasing clouds with afternoon.
Stargate Atlantis. Enter the gate and get in the game. Discover how you could win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. It is 3307 through 42307. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel as sponsor rated case.
Get the good stuff.
This is Michael Waltrip here to let you know about a great new product at Napa. Napa now has 3M Performance Finish, a superior new waxing solution that actually bonds to your car's paint surface, providing long-lasting and durable paint protection, not to mention a deep gloss finish that will be the envy of all your neighbors. Protect your car today with 3M Performance Finish, just $12.49 at Napa.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
They'll tell you how much money you'll save by switching to Unitrin Direct. It could be up to $300. And if we can't save you money, we'll give you $20. You heard me. Either you save on your car insurance or you get $20. And all you have to do is call 1-800-400-8124. If you want to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, pick up the phone and take our savings challenge. Either we save you money or you get $20. Call 1-800-400-8124 and take the Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. That's 1-800-400-8124. With Unitrin Direct, the right choice is simple. Call 1-800-400-8124.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shovel. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Rain and snow likely. High today, 46. And AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll talk about Don Imus. By the way, read Bob Herbert's column today in the New York Times. Very, well, it has some... It has some interesting information in there. Definitely go check it out. And we'll talk about Imus after 7 o'clock. All right. We're talking about Iraq. We're talking about the deployment. And also we're talking about this explosion that rocked the Green Zone this morning and hit the parliament in Baghdad. I wonder if John McCain would like to take a walking tour there. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Bob, doing pretty good.
Hey, well, I have two comments, and I want to say that I agreed completely with your previous caller right up to the point where he started doing the Alan Combs bashing. But his point about the you know, letting Bush go ahead and veto the funding bill, trying to pull as much pork out as possible and then kicking it right back to him. I think that's a great idea, and I think everybody should be calling their congressmen and asking them to do that, because if they don't have pressure from their constituents, they're going to try to keep that pork in, and he's using that pork as one of his justifications for vetoing that bill. And it's garbage, and everybody really knows it, because his real issue is the whole timeline thing.
Well, you know, it's phony because he had no trouble, what, a year ago, sitting down and signing the highway transportation bill that had
right.
the infamous bridge to nowhere?
It's to nowhere, exactly.
And he never said anything about that. He's never right. vetoed any legislation based on earmarks or pork in his entire time in office. So basically what he's doing
exactly.
is he's sitting up there and he's once again not telling us the truth.
That's right, and people need to keep on him about the fact that, I mean, for days now, he's been on this same message saying, you know, the Democrats need to send me this bill as quickly as possible. I will veto it, and then we can get to work. And if we don't do it, then where the troops are in danger of being kept there longer, and now it turns out they're going to be kept there longer anyway. And, you know, people need to be talking about the fact that I think that their plan was to increase their deployment anyway, and it just got, you know, it basically got leaked out that they were planning to do this, and before he had a chance to blame them for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that probably, you know what, that's probably very, very true. And if I had a chance to ask him a question, you know what I'd ask him? I'd ask him this.
What?
I'd say, your job is to govern this country in the interests of everybody. Can you sit there and tell me straight-faced that when you ran for re-election and when you ran for election the first time, you didn't pay people to read, watch, and analyze polls? But now you're going to tell us you don't care about polls? And maybe you'd like to explain to us why it is that people's feelings about Congress are going up and your poll standings are going down. Why do you think that is? What do you think's behind that? Could it be that what's happening now is that a majority of the country thinks that you're A, on the wrong track, B, can't tell the truth, and C, they don't believe anything you say?
You're darn right. I think that's exactly where the country's at. And you know, that's the other thing that bothers me about this, Jay, is I'm not hearing any poll information come out lately to indicate just how strongly we are opposed to his bullheaded, you know, marching down the wrong road here. I haven't heard a poll for how many weeks? You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's a CBS poll that's out, and there's also a CNN opinion research poll that's due out pretty soon, and also one from USA Today and the Gallup organization. So that's coming. I got to go, Ron. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
All right. Coming up next, Imus, the show canceled on MSNBC, and he may lose a CBS radio gig. We'll talk about that coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you've tried every diet out there without long-term success, maybe it's time to try the one that really works, the Duke Diet.
I tried dieting for years, but was never able to maintain the weight loss. Now I've lost 85 pounds with the Duke Diet and Fitness Center and kept it off for 3 years.
And now Duke University's world-renowned Diet and Fitness Center has brought its proven program to the Internet. Get started with your free customized evaluation. Go to DukeDiet.com. That's right, a free evaluation just for logging on to DukeDiet.com.
I still meet people who are shocked that I lost 130 pounds with what I learned at the center and have kept it off for over 12 years. So the best compliment is from my doctor, who tells me how healthy I am.
Ditch the gimmicks and fad diets and start losing weight today. The Duke Diet is a proven approach that helps you make a lifelong change, and we'll get you started for free. Just go to DukeDiet.com for your free evaluation. That's DukeDiet.com. DukeDiet.com.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Two Iraqi lawmakers are dead. There may be a dozen people hurt from a blast inside Baghdad's Green Zone. The explosion occurred at a cafeteria in a parliament building.
We know the Prime Minister Maliki was not there, nor were any of his deputies, but the Speaker of the House and his deputy were present, but we believe them to be uninjured.
That's reporter Pete Gow, not far from the scene of the lunchtime blast in that cafe.
We believe there was around 40 people there, mostly members of parliament, but the remainder would have been made up of cafeteria staff.
Other trouble earlier, a truck bomb exploded on a bridge which collapsed into the Tigris River. Cars went into the water, resulting in dozens of deaths and injuries. Don Imus' career began on the radio, and that's where it remains now. Cable's MSNBC fired him after those insensitive remarks last week aimed at women who play basketball for Rutgers.
I'm horribly sorry I said it, and I know how it hurt these kids, and they're going to tell me. But, you know, everybody knows what I've been doing for 30 years. It was a joke. So there's no malice in my heart.
Well, advertisers are not so forgiving. Procter & Gamble's Gene Therrington.
At P&G, we're accountable first to our consumers. And any venue in which our ads appear that is offensive to our target audience is not acceptable to us either.
So their commercials were pulled, along with those from several other sponsors. Imus doing his annual charity program this morning.
This may be our last radiothon, so we need to raise $100 million.
Starting Monday, he begins a two-week unpaid suspension on the airwaves. He wrote a number of novels, but Slaughterhouse-Five is one of the late Kurt Vonnegut's best-known books. Here's correspondent Nick Young.
Slaughterhouse contains many of the themes that run through Vonnegut's books. The absurdity of war, the stupidity of mankind, told in a story that's comic, tragic, and fantastical.
Welcome to the planet Falfamador, Mr. Pilgrim.
Falfamador.
As the hero Billy Pilgrim finds himself unstuck in time on two different planets, Kurt Vonnegut ponders free will.
On Tralfamador, you learn that the world is just a collection of moments, all strung together in beautiful random order. And if we're going to survive, it's up to us to concentrate on the good moments and ignore the bad.
As critics noted, it was cynicism softened by humanity.
Kurt Vonnegut was 84 when he died in New York. He'd suffered brain trauma earlier after a fall at his home. We should be solidly into spring this April 12th, but doesn't seem that way to this driver who wound up on the roads of Wisconsin.
I'm coming from Las Vegas. I haven't driven in snow in some years, so it's pretty bad. I'm pretty slow on this.
Parts of that state got 7 inches of snow. A half hour before the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are down 21. NASDAQ futures are off 4. S&P futures down about 3. This is CBS News.
Hi, Dave. It's Sarah. Hey, first thing tomorrow morning, a steel shelf on 12 is going to give way. You know, the one that stores all the toner? Yeah. Anyway, we'll give you a call when it breaks. Thanks.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Grainger's just added a massive amount of shelving and storage products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From shelves, bins, and cabinets to packaging, we have what you need to store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The calendar may say spring, but old man winter is rearing his ugly head again. A strong storm system moving in from the west, heading for Colorado, could bring about a foot of snow to the southern mountains, maybe that much to the eastern plains and Front Range by tomorrow. Rain forecast today for the foothills and other spots along the Front Range, expected to turn to snow later on.
When we get up tomorrow morning, we're looking at 3 to 6 inches of snow. When all is said and done by tomorrow evening, we're going to be talking about a foot of snow.
9 News forecaster Nick Carter says a winter storm warning will be going up later on this evening for many areas. A University of Northern Colorado student has died from bacterial meningitis. That disease can be treated if caught early. It wasn't detected soon enough in this case. Sierra Crisman's family members talking to our partners at 9 News about their loss.
Tremendous shock. It's a human condition. We want to know why, but we don't always get to know why.
some questions we won't have answered.
Larimer County Health Department's investigating her death and notifying people who had close contact with her about taking preventive antibiotics. There have been 14 reported cases of bacterial meningitis in Weld County in the last decade. All those patients survived until now. And then this year, lawmakers wanted the state to help pay for college for Colorado National Guard soldiers who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the prospects for those proposals are dwindling as the legislative session winds down. Lawmakers acknowledge they're having trouble finding the money without cutting other programs or violating the state's spending restrictions. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. It's a pretty decent drive as you hop onto highways around the city. Traffic just filling in now. Southbound 225 Colfax to Mississippi. Also along your eastbound C-470 drive through Littleton. No collisions right now to hold you up. We do have a bit of a slowdown westbound I-76 at 270. We've got a lane shift there that is the culprit. Still pretty tough due to the normal congestion. Southbound 25, either side of I-70. And no worries north or south of the city. Traffic is well up to speed both directions along the Boulder Turnpike. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds with afternoon rain changing to snow by the evening rush, looking for a high of only 46. Tonight, a winter storm watch in effect with a low of 27, and currently it's partly cloudy and 27 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very best for your family, try Land O'Lakes all-natural farm-fresh eggs. You'll really taste the difference. Land O'Lakes, where simple goodness begins.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Great yard.
Oh, thanks.
Is that your new grill over there?
Yeah. You like it?
Awesome. You done any cooking yet?
Nope. Still breaking in this patio furniture.
Yeah, you can't rush that.
Soda?
Want a great yard this year? Start now with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So get it now, then take it easy. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through April 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Take a look at it outside now. Granted, it's cold out there, but doesn't it look nice? And just think how it'll be this afternoon. So we'll have traffic all day for you here, as we always do, 24-7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Today, rain, snow likely, and a high of 46. Then tonight, snow and a low of 28. Friday, snow and 80%. Chance of that on a high of 36. Friday night, 20% chance of slight snow. And then on Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 53. So the guessing game on this deal is how much are we going to get and how severe. You have some people running around in a panic thinking that it's going to be a blizzard. You have others who are betting that it'll stick on the grass. It'll stick on the, maybe in the parking lots, but it won't stick on the roads or the sidewalks. So we'll have to see what happens. I know a lot of you have said, and a lot of you were saying yesterday, that there's too much coverage about Don Imus. And a lot of you were also saying, and I got emails about this, that you were doing it on the phones, and also I was getting email about this, that you were taking Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Reverend Jesse Jackson to task for the fact that they're not clean. And I said it yesterday. I've had some heated entanglements with Reverend Jackson in the past, to the point where at the DNC in 2004, he just basically he ignored me. I go, Reverend, he just walks right by. Oh, not having anything to do with him, because he was mad at me. And I'll give him credit where credit is due, but also where credit's not due, I'm not going to give it to him. Now, he has said things in the past about Louis Farrakhan. He has said things in the past about the content of rap music and hip-hop and the fact that it's played on the radio. And Al Sharpton, to me, is... I don't know how to characterize Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, to me, I think, lacks integrity at times, too. I pointed out to Mary last night that when Keith Olbermann was talking about this, about the whole Imus thing, and he was showing file footage from the other day of Imus going to Reverend Al Sharpton's radio show. You could see a guy in the background who was taking pictures, a cameraman. And I pointed it out to Mary. And Mary said to me, oh, yeah. Well, if they show a wide shot of this, you'll see that there's a bunch of media people in that studio. And I said to her, if this is really a serious thing, and I believe that it is, why would you let a ton of media in there unless you were just trying to get attention? And I likened it to two things along these lines that I went through, where I didn't let members of the outside media come in while the interviews were going on. One of them was on another radio station in this town after Columbine, and it was talking to members of the SWAT team that had gone into the school. And we made them wait outside, because we didn't think it was appropriate to have them in there. Then the other time was I got embroiled in a controversy where a white police chief in St. Petersburg, Florida, was fired by an African-American city manager, and he was fired unjustly, and I took up his cause, and same thing happened. We made the media wait outside while I interviewed him. But I don't think you have to have a perfect record to be able to speak out against what Don Imus did. And you guys should read Bob Herbert's column today in the New York Times, because Bob Herbert in the New York Times points out today in a column that Imus was interviewed on 60 Minutes. This was several years ago. And Mike Wallace was interviewing him. And Mike Wallace said to him, you can be dirty and you can be racist. And Imus, and I'm paraphrasing the column now, Imus responded by saying that, he wasn't racist, give him one incident of racism. And Mike Wallace turned to a producer of his, and his name is in the paper, it's in Herbert's column, And Wallace said to him, repeat the conversation you have in the car with Imus. And Imus said that Bernard McGuirk, who has made racist and sexist comments on that show before, which have been pointed out by Media Matters a million times, Imus told this producer with 60 Minutes that McGuirk was on the show to, quote-unquote, make the N-word jokes. And other people have come forward, some of them anonymously, but they have leaked it to the media, that Mr. Imus has used racist comments off the air. And what bothers me about this whole thing is that there are people in this business, And there are people in talk radio who now suddenly feel like, well, if they can attack him and they can get him, then they're going to get all of us. And I responded to somebody by saying, no, I don't make those kind of comments on the air. I don't fear anything. And I think it's one thing to have an honest, open discussion about a topic, or even to do humor, where the audience clearly understands that it's humor, and where you're either poking fun of people in public life, or you're poking fun of yourself. But you don't turn around and you don't snatch kids off a college basketball team, and then you make fun of them, and you ridicule them, and you use extreme racist terms to describe them. I mean, that's just wrong. Now, should he be fired? Okay, personally, for my own personal convenience, I'm glad he's off MSNBC in the morning, because I'd rather watch the news. And they had it on this morning. And the sad state of the media is, check this out, because most of you aren't up this early in the morning, but if you check it out, the sad state of the media is, CNN runs a repeat of Anderson Cooper from the night before. You know, Anderson, he's the Paris Hilton of the news business. Headline news runs a tape. So the anchor person sits down, cuts the hour, and then they run it over and over again. ABC has two people on that are awful. I don't even know what their names are or who they are or what they do. And CBS has got this really good woman on in the mornings by the name of Meg Oliver. And she's really good. But that doesn't start until about 3:20, 3:25, after our local CBS affiliate here in Denver is done running infomercials. So if you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you desperately need to know what's going on, where are you going to go to get it? So that's one of the things that I like about Imus not being there. Should he lose his radio job? Okay. I have mixed feelings about that. Should CBS fire him from the Fan, WFAN? I have mixed feelings about that. Sometimes I think, yes, they should, because he has a record and a background of this kind of behavior, and there's no indication to show that he's going to change. And I don't think it's acceptable on the public airwaves. But on the other hand, I've been in trouble before. And I know what that feeling is to be besieged and have people on top of you and have them make your life miserable. So I got those two conflicting feelings. Plus, let me tell you something else. And I'm going to play you a cut from Keith Olbermann's countdown last night on MSNBC. Because Olbermann brings up a point that I've tried to bring up on the air a million times. And he brings it up to Jesse Jackson. And Jesse Jackson gives him a dodge answer and an ill-informed answer. And to me, this is a question that should be asked about the public airwaves and about other talk show hosts. And this question should be asked over and over and over again. And if you didn't see it last night, I'm going to play the cut coming up for you. And my feelings about rap and hip-hop, yes, clean it up or don't play it on the radio. Is that censorship? Well, I think there's a fine line between censorship and also the idea of the public use.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
To get the money, are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So, that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story, read others, diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free.
To try your free demo, call 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144. 1-800-600-6144.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Changing the way night turns into day. AM 760 Progressive Talk has a new look at night.
And I want to share it with you.
It's Alan Colmes tonight at 9, followed by the Lionel Show at midnight.
You're on the Lionel Show.
Mark Riley has your overnight at 3. And it's the Bill Press Show from 4 a.m. till Jay at 6 a.m.
It is the Bill Press Show.
It's your new look at night and overnights.
We are the country that can get it done.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, God bless you.
And AM760.net.
I kind of like that My Sharona thing. I don't know why we don't play that every once in a while by the Knack. My Sharona. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. Rain, snow, likely high of 46. We're talking about the Don Imus situation here on AM 760. On Progressive Talk, his show canceled on MSNBC. And his job hanging in the balance at CBS. Now, I just got an email from a friend of mine. Boy, you know what? I should read this, too, before I play this Oberman clip. Let me get it. Because, I I'm not going to name names here when I read this. But this person is in the business and has been in talk radio, in radio in general, a long, long time. And we were comparing notes. So listen to this. Sharpton is staging a protest outside the CBS building on Broadway this morning. I think he's meeting with the radio people inside. I hope to God they don't cave, or it has implications for you and everybody else on the air. Yeah, what Imus said was nuts, but he apologized, got suspended, and that should be it. Listeners vote with the radio dial. Who even listens to this guy anymore? Didn't CBS learn from Opie and Anthony debacle? Do you guys remember that, the Opie and Anthony thing? I don't think Opie and Anthony are carried in this market. They're the ones who encouraged the couple to go into St. Patrick's Cathedral and have sex and broadcast it live on the air, and they got fired. So then they went to XM, and then CBS turned around and CBS hired them back again to do mornings. Which I predict if Imus gets fired by CBS, if he gets fired from the Fan, he'll resurface some other place. You can bet on that. All right, now here's Olbermann from last night on Countdown, and he asks Jesse Jackson a question. This is a question I've been asking on the air forever and a day, and usually I ask it with Paul Waldman. And Jackson, to me, gives a less than satisfactory answer for this. And Jackson demonstrates, and I don't know how much of it we borrowed from MSNBC, and I thank them for it, and Olbermann, but Jackson, if you listen long enough to what he has to say in this interview, he shows that he really has no understanding of either the business, this business, or he has no understanding of MSNBC. It's really, and he dodges it. It's really a lame answer. But here's Keith Olbermann asking the right question, finally.
Relative to, not music, but news entertainment, and the idea that Don Imus was not alone in among those who have made remarks like this, let me go through a few names and then ask you a question in terms of momentum, in terms of fairness. Comments by people like Rush Limbaugh, who calls Senator Barack Obama and actress Halle Berry, quote, African Americans. Michael Savage, who asked whether the Voting Rights Act intended to counteract racial discrimination at the ballot box, was trying to, quote, put a Chad in every crack house. There's Neil Bortz, the other radio talker, who said the black congresswoman Cynthia McKinney looked, quote, like a ghetto slut. Glenn Beck from CNN and ABC, who referred to the largely African-American survivors of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans as, quote, scumbags, and who, when he interviewed the black Muslim congressman Keith Ellison from Minnesota, said he felt like saying to him, sir, prove to me that you are not working with our enemies. Where is the protest? Where have you been? Why are there not efforts to remove them from the air?
Well, there have been other protests, but not quite this visible. The air is toxic. I mean, when people on rooftops in New Orleans, the good guys call them refugees and not citizens, call them victims and not survivors. So even the mainstream good guys saw us in disparaging light. But now, of course, there's a certain acid dimension here. I watched last week when Trump said to Imus, will you have Hillary Clinton on your show? And he said no. So this show was mass, politics, mass, and comedy. I mean, Tim Russell on this show, and Chris Matthews on this show, and Brown Williams on this show, and Lieberman on this show, politics and Pitts Frost on this show. And so I think NBC has kind of slept this one for a long time. And I think public protest and internal reaction, both of those forces make for some change. But it cannot stop here. The momentum to detoxify the airwaves, to create a higher, decent standard for our children, must apply across the board. And no one group has any ethical right to lower that chin bar based upon some inside track. No one should be able to do that.
Stipulating, sir, that I was one of those NBC employees who put it out to my bosses behind the scenes that this could not stand, that this change involving Don Imus had to be made. I can say that now. I respected my employers and did not say it until they reached this conclusion, which I applaud sincerely. Let me ask you again about the other people. Is someone like Rush Limbaugh, how have they kept their time slots? Will there be an increased effort to either get them to contain themselves within the rounds of decency, or will there be a new sensitivity to them? Are they on the ropes? Are they on probation because
There must be a renewed sensitivity and a broader public outcry. After all, this attack, you know, was not for blacks only. This was about women. And that's why I'm glad Kim Gannon and now stood up, because it's about mass misogynism. It's about that. It's about race, and it's about, in the case of Keith Ellison, it's about religion. And so those who are entrusted to with the airwaves, and those who are sponsors have some responsibility for what they're financing, what they're allowed to be conveyed across the airwaves. I submit this would be a momentum, but it can't stop. You know, Imus was on MSNBC 1,040 hours a week. Where are the black show hosts on MSNBC? I mean, that you look at yourself and others, from 3 o'clock at night to midnight, not a single black show host, a Latino, all day, all night, all white. Let's desegregate the media. Let's diversify the airwaves. Let the American people see the true breadth and depth of the American public. And right now, there's a kind of cultural isolation in the media itself. I think if you have a credible black person on that show, that conversation may never have taken place in the first place.
Of course, the Reverend leaves out the fact that Allison Stewart sits in for Keith Olbermann, and also that Lester Holt works there. And he's right in the fact that there are not as many African Americans on the networks as there should be. He's right about that. But his answer about Limbaugh, Savage, Beck, and the rest of them is basically was a non-answer. Well, there have been protests. Well, you want to know something? No, there haven't. Not that big. Not that big. Nobody's really made a big deal about it. And, you know, come on, Reverend. I mean, you've been asleep at the wheel on this. And so have a lot of people. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not lobbying for censorship, and I understand that there are a lot of people in this business, like I read you that email from my friend, and there are other people who fear this because they fear a crackdown on content. And if anything, talk radio, for the most part, in my opinion, is boring because it's the same thing every day. And it doesn't make any difference what side of the spectrum you're on. Radio should be about entertainment, but there are ways to entertain people and inform them, and then there's ways to entertain them and inform them. And I don't think if you're on the air, you have anything to fear if you don't get on the air and you don't do things that are in questionable taste. And what ends up happening is the people who defend people like Don Imus, to me, particularly conservatives who do it, people on the right wing who do it, they're engaged in the same kind of moral relativity that they always accuse those of us who are sitting on the other side of the fence of being involved in. Well, you guys are not value voters, and you don't have... You've heard all of this before. I don't have to tell you this. But that's what they're doing, basically. Look, you know what? Racism is wrong. It's wrong to practice it. It's wrong to get on the public airwaves and do it. It isn't that Don Imus hasn't done it before and that this was his first time. Okay, first time everybody slips and says something stupid. Good Lord knows I have. I've been one of the dumbest people on the air. Not only in this town, but in a lot of towns. But Imus has a pattern of doing this. Not only on the air, but he also has a pattern of doing it off the air. And my feeling is that, you know what, if you can't entertain and you can't inform and you can't do this stuff without having to resort to racism and sexism, and everybody slips and does them. I mean, a woman called me and said, oh, well, you made a remark that Ted Haggard's wife was good-looking. What's that supposed to mean? Well, because men talk that way when they see good-looking women. You know, you don't get on the air and you don't say racist stuff. And then it's like, well, they do it in rap and hip-hop, so why are you taking Imus to task? You know what? All these folks need to be taken to task. Imus, Limbaugh, Savage, all of them. Beck, all of them. Because it's not right. And here's the last thing to remember, and then we'll go to traffic. Check this out. Easy for us to say about this and act detached. What would you say if that was your daughter that was playing basketball? How about your wife or your husband that was coaching the team? What would your feeling be then? Because you know what? If we don't stand for some kind of decency, and I'm not talking about a moral crusade here, but seriously, if we don't stand for some kind of decency, some kind of fairness, some kind of equality, then you want to know something? We don't stand for anything. I really believe that. Doing anything in pursuit of a dollar, I don't care what the hell it is wrong. Okay. neurotic, crazy talk show host rant turned off. 7:34, 34 minutes after 7, informed traffic reporter introduced. Gina.
Hey, Jay. Traffic right now actually pretty decent. Southbound 225, little jam through the DTC. That was due to a crash at Dayton. It's off on the shoulder, but we have some debris in the road. One other area for unusual slowing, westbound I-76 at 270. We've got a new traffic shift going on there. Otherwise, just the normal rush hour delays now for southbounders on I-25 coming out of Thornton North Glen into downtown. We did have a stall there at I-70 and a mishap off the highway at Arapahoe and Peoria. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds, afternoon rain. That's going to change to snow as we get into the afternoon rush, high of 46. Tonight, winter storm watch and a low of 27, and currently partly cloudy and 27 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At Reunion, Brookline, Berkeley, Lennar, Morrison Homes, Richmond American, and Shea Homes are all helping us build a...
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. This is your last chance to see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Hurry, 1 week left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
On a Lifetime original movie, The Perfect Husband.
Kathleen was the love of my life.
The Perfect Father.
Dad needs us.
Everyone believes he is innocent.
My wife's had an accident. She fell down the stairs.
Until his daughter discovers the perfect murder.
Don't tell me that you haven't wondered if he actually did it.
Treat Williams, Kevin Pollak, Samita Armstrong. The Staircase Murders, based on actual events. Premieres Sunday night, April 15th at 8, 7 Central on Lifetime.
Bim, boom.
Stop Wait. It!
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Gee, sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax, and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate this Saturday, noon to 1 p.m., with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean will have final numbers from March and an updated 2007 real estate forecast. Call him at 303-252-4444 and tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 1, this Saturday.
Energy Honky Team, get in that house and waste some energy.
No problem. It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation.
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
EnergyHog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance for Safe Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Great yard.
Oh, thanks. Is that your new grill over there?
Yeah. You like it?
Awesome. You done any cooking yet?
Nope. Still breaking in this patio furniture.
Yeah, you can't rush that.
Soda?
Want a great yard this year? Start now with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So get it now, then take it easy. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through April 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Jay Marvin. Voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rain and snow likely today. High 46. Jay Marvin. And John Turk producing, who now has a crush on Ashley Force, who will be here in July. So we'll see. Maybe we can get her on the radio and talk to her. If you haven't seen that show on television, by the way, that is one of the funniest shows on TV. And yeah, okay, it's a reality show. But you know what? It's funny. Driving Force, check that out. It's funny. Okay, we're talking about Imus. And what's going on? And I recommend that you read Herbert's column, op-ed piece today in the New York Times about this. All right, you want to call in about this? Do you believe that? How do you feel about this? How do you feel about Imus? Do you feel like that CBS should let him go or let him keep his job? Are you happy with MSNBC's decision to take him off, yes or no, 303-713-7600. And I just want to know if you think that these are the right things, or do you want to go down the road of, well, who are Jackson and who are Sharpton to talk about this? Because look at hip-hop. Okay, and you want to try to use that as a leverage to let Mr. Imus off the hook. And also, by the way, anybody who makes that claim, you know what? I'd like to ask you something. I'd like to ask you, do you listen to any of the, is there one? I think there's only one in town here, a local hip-hop station. Is there only one or are there two? See, we don't even know because we don't listen. So maybe you can tell me about that, and you can, I want to ask you if you've ever called up and complained about it. Let's go to Bob at Aurora. Bob, you're on AM 760. Thanks for hanging on. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I tried to call the other day, and I was unable to stay. I've got a few things I'd like to address. First of all, I think actually Reverend Jackson's comments as relayed on your Overman piece, I think they were adequate. I don't think they were perfect, but I think it was an adequate response to the questions that was being asked. And the other thing is, as far as Rush Limbaugh and Savage, this is my position, and I've got a number of reasons for saying this. The people will always, if Jackson or Sharpton or any other black leader, if they attempt to go after these individuals, and really I think they should, but if they attempt to, well, you know, this is going to be the response. Oh, they're black and they're too sensitive over these issues. That's typically the response that you're going to receive from certain groups or certain segments of society. To me, the people who I think have a larger responsibility to address these issues when they come up is white America.
I think you're right about that. I think we do have I think it transcends that, though. I think everybody has a responsibility because it doesn't make any difference whether it plays on race, it plays on ethnicity, it plays on religion, sex, gender, because don't forget, this is about women, too, and we're letting that go, and that needs to be confronted. I don't think anybody wants their daughters or women in general to be addressed as whores, as hoes. I mean, do you?
And you're absolutely right, because I have a daughter, I have a wife, and I would not want either of them to be addressed in such a manner. I think it was a horrible comment to make to these young women. Five of them a year from high school, young girls.
Yeah.
And they should not have been addressed in such a manner. And the parents, their family members, their coaches, their teachers, all of them should be should feel terrible about the comments that Imus made. And yes, he should be fired. And anybody that tries to make this a Sharpton or a Jackson thing are off base, because this is not about Reverend Jackson or Reverend
Sharpton. No, it's not about. You're right. It's not about them. It's about Imus.
It's about Imus. And it's about the young women that were disgraced in such a way by his comments, and the people who continue to try to make this a Jackson thing, they are off base, because this is not about them, and it doesn't matter if they've made comments in the past that people say, well, you know, they've done this and they've done that. You don't have to be perfect to address a wrong. This is my position, and you alluded to this earlier in some of your comments. You don't have to be a perfect person to address something that is wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong, and it should be addressed. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, because you know what? We've all committed wrongs. The question is, do we commit those wrongs, and then do we learn from them? Bob, thank you, man. Great call.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to Deanna in Denver. Deanna, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I would like to thank you for bringing this up, this very important issue. I think you're doing a great job.
Well, thanks.
And what my comment was is I wanted to, I think, first of all, Ima should definitely be fired. I would like to bring up a situation that I had. I was taking a graduate business class, and this was in business ethics, and they asked the female students there. These were all professional women of a variety of races. It wasn't just black or white or any particular race, but it was a variety of races, and they asked them how many of them had had sexual or had been sexually harassed in the workplace or had discovered or had been discriminated against, and almost every single female raised their hand.
Well, I believe that to be absolutely 100% true, and not only do I believe it to be true because I've talked to enough women over the years who have repeated those stories to me, but also because I've witnessed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, this is commonplace. I mean, it's all too common, unfortunately, for women. And I think it really needs to start in the public forum, is where you show respect for women, show respect for minorities. And, you know, I think, you know, I just feel the bar does need to be set higher on, you know, when it is in the public forum.
You know, we can't have provocative, entertaining, and informative radio without having to resort to that. See, I don't believe that.
I agree with you totally. I mean, I think you can still be entertaining, and I think there is actually a need for it now more than ever. I think you can be entertaining, you can be informative, but you don't have to stoop to it. You don't have to, you know, put other people down, such as women or blacks or, you know, whoever. And, yeah, I just feel the bar definitely needs to be set higher.
Yeah. Mel, I would agree with you on that. I just feel funny about getting on the air and advocating that somebody be fired in the same field that I'm in, only because, and I've never said anything on the air overtly sexist. Well, that's not true. Yeah, I have. Okay, I've never been overtly racist, except it could be interpreted as being racist the one time that I talked about the other day. And most of the people I've worked with have never crossed over that far over the line, but I know that there's a ton of it that goes on over the air, and these folks get away with it, and nobody says anything, and I keep scratching my head, and I keep asking myself why. Why they're allowed to get away with it. I know what the reason is. The reason is money, but what I don't understand is where's the public? Where are they?
I totally agree with you because I think people do need to speak up. And I know personally, when I turn to conservative radio, I can't listen to it for more than 15 minutes without getting upset. I mean, it is. It just, you know, there are so many people that I think really do need to speak up about this, and I think they, you know, they do need to show that they are angry about this.
Yeah, you want to disagree with Barack Obama, you want to disagree with Hillary Clinton, you want to disagree with Democrats, you want to disagree with liberals, fine, that's great. Have at it, but you know what? Don't be getting on the air. Don't get on the air and call Barack Obama a African. Come on. I mean, what, you think that's funny? You think that works? I guess apparently it does. But it sure doesn't work for me, and I know it doesn't work for you. Deanna, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Imus, should he go from CBS now? He's been booted from MSNBC. Should this be the end of it for him? Traffic here with Gina on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the biggest issue to deal with right now is for your Aurora commute. We've got stop-and-go traffic southbound 225 between Parker and I-25. That was due to a two-car wreck near Dayton. It is out of traffic lanes, but we do have some debris in the road, so watch out through there. Westbound I-76, that lane shift really causing some slowing now between 74th and I-25. And we have a stalled dump truck on the ramp to Lincoln Avenue from southbound I-25. It is affecting traffic on both southbound lanes of the interstate and eastbound lanes of C-470. Weather outlook today. Increasing clouds. Afternoon rain expected. Snow expected by this evening. High of 46. Right now, partly cloudy and 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bring your memories to King Soopers. Get 4x6 digital prints made in just an hour for only 15 cents each at selected...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through April 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
If you manage your business's payroll and employee benefits, you know what a challenge time cards, tardiness, benefits, and payroll can be. Decrease processing time and errors and increase accuracy and productivity with NetTime, an easy-to-use 100% web-based solution. With on-the-spot data reporting, you can track employee hours, tardiness, overtime, and manage benefits and payroll. For a free, no-obligation demonstration or to find out more, call 303-933-8742 or go to notimecard.com. That's notimecard.com.
Policies are underwritten through Unitrin Direct Insurance Company or Unitrin Direct Property and Casualty Company. Savings challenge offer not available in all states and void where prohibited by law. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, drivers out there, take Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. Either we save you money on your car insurance or we give you $20. $20. Just call and tell us how much you're spending on car insurance and we'll tell you how much money you'll save by switching to Unitrin Direct. It could be up to $300. And if we can't save you money, we'll give you $20. You heard me. Either you save on your car insurance or you get $20. And all you have to do is call 1-800-400-8124. If you want to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, pick up the phone and take our savings challenge. Either we save you money or you get $20. Call 1-800-400-8124 and take the Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. That's 1-800-400-8124. With Unitrin Direct, the right choice is simple. Call 1-800-400-8124.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
How many years will it take to pay off your mortgage? What if I said you could eliminate your mortgage in as little as 5 years with just the money you already make?
In 6 years, we were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts.
I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. That's right, free. 1-800-500-6122. That's 1-800-500-6122. 1-800-500-6122.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Brandon, snow likely, high today 45. Boy, people are going crazy.
Oh, God, it's going to snow so much tomorrow, I won't be able to move.
Let's wait and see. Let's not get crazy. All right, we're talking about the IMUS situation. Let's go back on the phones. Should he lose his job at CBS, yes or no? He's already lost the one at MSNBC. Here's Kelly in Fort Collins. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, this is Kelly. And I was thinking about some of the comments that I heard as I watched briefly on Keith Olbermann last night, where, you know, he had raised the issue, you know, should people be going after the conservative talk show hosts at the same time that they do the liberal ones? And that kind of rocked me a little bit, because I thought, you know, Don Imus has never been what I would call a liberal in my book. He's been a libertarian, which is a lot different.
Yeah,
and
I would agree. I would agree. He's not really what you would call a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, nor is he anything near a liberal. That's true.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess I wasn't surprised by his comments. Honestly, I wasn't, because he really enjoys saying things pretty off the cuff that, you know, raise your eyebrows. To me it felt like, did it feel slow to you, the response from, not from the people who heard this comment, but from MSNBC?
Their response was slow, but I think it has to be slow, because I think what they have to do is they have to step back and they have to take a reading of the room, and that doesn't happen overnight. So you have to step back and basically do what they did, which was to take all of the public input, then take the input of the people who work there in the news division and their feelings about it, and then also consider the feelings of people who work in the company, and gather all of that information, and then execute your decision from that.
Right. And I guess I felt like he dug his hole further with the comments that he made afterwards. And they weren't terrible comments, but I can tell you, as a parent of a kid of mixed race, you know, when folks make racist gaffes, in my presence, not realizing, because I'm white, that my son is black.
Right.
You know, then they make it worse by instead just saying, you know, I'm really sorry, that was very stupid.
Well, why do they say that stuff in the first place?
I agree.
I mean, we all slip, but come on.
That's not a slip. In my opinion, that is not a slip. It is very difficult in this day, I mean, in the last 20 years, I mean, you have to grow up in a hole somewhere to know that you can't use terms like nappy-headed hoe.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I agree.
And it's just, that is in the same box as, you know, serious profanity.
Well, I agree, but maybe I have a tendency to be more forgiving about that because I've stepped in it so many times.
Yeah, and I can understand your discomfort too around the idea of pointing at him and saying something should happen. But by the same token, I think that, you know, we don't want. I think civility is a really important thing, and you know, the term political correctness has gotten a bad name. You know,
well, you
a
know,
lot of things that
yeah.
people call that are plain civility.
Yeah, I agree. To me, the key is this, and you got it: civility. Decency. That's what the key is. Kelly, thank you. Great call.
Thanks.
All right. We'll continue with this on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. So stick around.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprin HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprin's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger looking, sexier legs. spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprin HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprin HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Iraq's parliament was in session during the day and had a cafe in the parliament building a blast.
Still some conflicting reports on exactly what kind of bomb it is, but it's fairly apparent that a bomb did go off in the cafeteria area of the Iraqi parliament. The politicians were eating lunch at the time, and the explosion went off.
Reporter Martin Seemungle in Baghdad, two people killed. Reportedly, they are Iraqi members of parliament. Several others have been wounded. Stateside, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
They said there are going to be good days and bad days concerning the security plan, but the commanders are carrying out their responsibilities and working to try to make the population more secure.
Earlier, dozens of casualties as cars fell into the Tigris River in Baghdad. A truck bomber blew up a bridge which fell into the water. American Christopher Paul is in the Franklin County Jail in Ohio. He's from Columbus and is now charged with joining al-Qaeda to bomb U.S. bases overseas, government facilities away from this country, and he allegedly wanted to target tourist areas in Europe. Now the 43-year-old faces charges of providing material support to terrorists and two conspiracy charges, including one that alleges Paul was linked to the use of a weapon of mass destruction. We'll hear more shortly from federal prosecutors in Columbus. He's now heard on the radio, not TV.
MSNBC yielding to enormous pressure, which I do understand, canceled the simulcast of this program.
After Don Imus made those racially insensitive remarks last week, today Imus may meet with those he insulted, members of the Rutgers women's basketball team. Thousands of communications from a top White House advisor have vanished. Correspondent Peter Mayer on What's Up.
The White House calls it a mistake. Congressional Democrats see the classic dog ate my homework story. At issue, lost emails that were sent by top Bush advisor Karl Rove and others on Republican accounts. The White House says it is possible some emails on the firings of those U.S. attorneys may be gone. A spokesman says they're aggressively working to correct what's described as a mistake, but Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy says the email loss is deeply disturbing. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
When birds of a feather felt poorly in Britain, experts from across the pond came to help.
The bacterial infection was turning hundreds of England's white swans pink and leaving them weak and sickly. Enter the Regal Swan Team, a research group in Orlando, Florida. Knowing that detergents can fight bacteria, they tested several brands and bingo, a popular British dishwashing liquid did the trick. Technically, all of Britain's swans belong to the Queen, and now her royal swan keepers invited the Yanks to join the annual swan census this summer. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Half an hour into Wall Street's trading day, the Dow is down 42. This is CBS News.
Now there's a weed and feed that not only helps you get more fun out of your lawn, it helps get more weeds out of your lawn. New Scotts Turf Builder Max Plus 2 with Crabgrass Preventer. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. New Turf Builder Max is a revolution in weed and feeds. It has 50% more feeding power, kills dandelions, and, unlike ordinary weed and feeds, stops crabgrass all season. Apply New Scotts Turf Builder Max now for a great Scotts lawn without dandelions and without crabgrass.
The raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
46 years ago today, human beings began to explore
space, the final frontier.
That's when 27-year-old Yuri Gagarin went into orbit. He was launched in secret and parachuting back, separate from his spacecraft. Gagarin was approached by villagers following his flight. He had to convince them that he was not a space alien. today, there have been ceremonies at Baikonur where cosmonauts are launched. Tonight, around the world on six continents, there will be Yuri's Night celebrations.
You'll see jazz in some places. You'll see techno sort of dance music in other places. And, you know, you'll also see a lot of sort of space music like 2001 theme songs, Star Trek, that kind of thing.
Organizer George Whiteside says there are plenty of places to party.
In Houston, the organizers are putting together a raffle for a zero-gravity parabolic flight.
Some people dress in tinfoil and pretend to be astronauts.
You're going to see a lot of space food going around, Tang and the like. People.
And they'll be partying all night long in hundreds of cities. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Just when you thought it was safe to welcome spring, a big snowstorm's heading this way, taking its own sweet time getting here.
We'll have a rain-snow mix. The rain won't last long. It's going to change over to snow rather quickly. And then tonight, the snow starts falling rather heavily in northeast Colorado.
9 News meteorologist Nick Carter says this type of storm favors the eastern continental divide.
A winter storm warning that's going to go into effect late tonight and continue through 6 p.m. tomorrow. That's basically the entire 7-county metro area.
And the National Weather Service issuing a blizzard watch for much of southeastern Colorado, the area already hammered by heavy snow in January. Jury deliberations expected to start today in the insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nascio. Jurors spent yesterday listening to closing arguments. They're set to return this morning to hear the judge's instructions before pondering Nascio's fate. And a bill that would allow gay couples to adopt children together has advanced in the state Senate despite Republican criticism that the aim is to advance a, quote, homosexual agenda rather than help kids. The Senate gave initial backing to the proposal, which would allow any two unmarried people to adopt a child together. Currently, gay people are allowed to adopt a child individually, but not with their partners. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we are dealing with some traffic issues. We've had traffic crawling around Sheridan, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Southbound 225, pretty well jammed through the DTC. That was due to a crash being cleared right near Dayton. Watch out for debris in the roadway. And westbound I-76, still a little clogged at 270 due to a traffic configuration, a new one there. Stalled dump truck on the ramp from Lincoln to southbound 25. That was clogging traffic on both southbound lanes of the interstate as well as eastbound C-470. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing clouds. Looks like we'll get some afternoon rain. That'll change to snow by the evening rush with a high of 46. Tonight, a winter storm watch. Windy and cold with 3 to 6 inches of snow expected in the metro and a low of 27. Currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make everyday special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the Italian BMT sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
If you manage your business's payroll and employee benefits, you know what a challenge time cards, tardiness, benefits, and payroll can be. Decrease processing time and errors and increase accuracy and productivity with NetTime, an easy-to-use, 100% web-based solution with on-the-spot data reporting. You can track employee hours, tardiness, overtime, and manage benefits and payroll. For a free, no-obligation demonstration or to find out more, call 303-933-8742 or go to notimecard.com. That's notimecard.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Oh, my God. Letting two gay people adopt a child. We're furthering the homosexual agenda. You know what the deal is about that? Let me tell you something. If you're straight and you're secure in your sexuality, gay and lesbians don't bother you. If you're insecure about your sexuality, they bother you. Don't hide behind religion or other things. It's true. You're insecure about your sexuality. That's what it amounts to. Okay. Also, something else off the IMA subject just for a second, and then we'll get back on it with a very special guest. I'm always plugging this show. I'm going to plug it again. Pink's All Out. lose your ride, lose your race. But this is the big one where they pay money. And they've got a doubleheader on tonight on the Speed Channel. So check it out, hot rod fans, drag fans. And I'm trying to talk the Richard Christensen, the host of Pink's, to do electric car races. But check it out tonight. Okay, let's get back to the Ima situation. And rain is still likely today, high of 46. Welcome back to the program. I can never say his name right, but I love him just the same. Bill Menendez. Menendez. He's going to have to correct me. He's the editorial director of Colorado Media Matters. And you can go to ColoradoMediaMatters.org. And, Bill, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, great to be back, Jay.
Okay, Bill, pronounce your last name.
Menendez. There you go.
Bill, why don't you just change your last name to, like, Marvin or Smith or something, okay?
Hey, you know, Marvin I could handle.
Did you get on the show a lot more if you change your last name?
You could call him Marvin and Marvin, something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Right. All right, let's talk about the Ima situation and also something that I've been talking about on the air for a long time. And I principally have done griping about this with Paul Waldman, who is we're going to have on next. And I've also brought it up with Jameson Fosier, and I've talked to you about it, too, in email every once in a while. And that is the idea that there are people on the air who are doing the same thing that Don Imus is now under attack for doing, and yet nothing happens to them.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the breadth and the weight of the platform. I mean, the similarities may be that they're on the air, maybe even on a national cable network like Fox. But Imus has been a program where increasingly over the last few years, he's tried to reposition himself as a political and news commentator as opposed to a comedy or, you know, straight shock jock type of show. And the audience that he is gathering around kind of reflects that. And the guests he has on reflect that. He's got presidential candidates on there. He's got people like Senator Dodd announcing their candidacy on the show. And that kind of gives it a weight that makes it even more dangerous for him to be saying the types of things that he has said, not only in his recent remarks about the Rutgers basketball team, but in the dozens of similar racial remarks that Media Matters has documented he's made over the last several years.
Well, Bob Herbert today in the New York Times is saying that he also makes racial comments off the air.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I think we documented in an item we did yesterday about a conversation that he confirmed to Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes, where he acknowledged using the N-word, and you know, in personal conversation. And I think that tells you as much about who he might really be as anything else. And I think having someone like that running a nationally aired show of high-level political and news commentary, that's seen as even more unacceptable than it might be for somebody at a lower level.
But those lines between news and entertainment are so blurred now, not like they were a lot more, they were separate years ago. Now they're blurred. Now it's hard to figure out or to try to understand on the part, I think, of the average public, to try to figure out whether they are news people, are they entertainers? What are they?
Well, without question, the lines are blurred, and, of course, the people who host these shows like it that way because it expands their potential audience reach. Somebody who doesn't think they're the least bit interested in politics might tune into Imus because they want to hear, you know, what he's going to say that they find entertaining to a political candidate or a congressman. But, you know, let's get back to the fundamental essence of what the issue is. It's really not relevant whether he's making these remarks as an entertainer or as a news commentator. The fact is that, you know, he's making remarks that are bigoted. And, you know, people have gone through too much over the years to overcome that kind of hatred. And, you know, it shouldn't be allowed just because it's exciting or entertaining, whether it's couched as news or as entertainment.
But it is allowed on the part of other people. I mean, other people do it. Limbaugh calls Halle Berry and Senator Barack Obama Africans.
Right.
He makes racist comments all of the time. Beck does it. Savage does it, you know, Wiener does it on a continuing a basis against people of color and gays and lesbians. And there are, Neil Bortz has done it, and there are tons of other people that are doing it, and it's like, why? How are they allowed to get away with this? Why doesn't anybody say anything? And now all of a sudden, it's like, uh-oh, okay, we're going to nail Imus, and I'm not saying he shouldn't be. I'm not defending him.
Right.
But I'm wondering, why don't we call the whole kit and caboodle into question?
Well, that's a great question, and I think the answer is that there's always a tipping point on this type of thing. And in this case, somebody who is seen as having one of the highest profiles and who is seen, I'm sure, by a lot of people, given his audience, as not being far left or far right, may be the person who is at the tipping point who then starts the questioning. Why do these networks allow people like Rush Limbaugh and especially, you know, Michael Savage to say the types of bigoted, racist, vile things that they do? And to the extent that they do, we believe, and I think a lot of other people do, that they also should be held accountable. The question is, when will that happen and what type of pressure will it take on the part of listeners, their advertisers, and eventually network management to make that happen? In this case, it happened kind of in internet time. We can only hope that this trend continues and that what we see in the future, in the not-too-distant future, is more reasonable discourse. That doesn't mean it can't be heated or opinionated. It just means that you don't base it on racial slurs.
Yeah, I like it heated and opinionated, and I get that from people every quite a bit. Oh, you raised your voice. You insulted the caller. You know what? So what? And that doesn't bother me, and I don't mind when other people do it, and I don't mind when people do it to me. But the thing is, you're right. I mean, you don't use racism. You don't get into that thinking that either it's A, funny, or B, that it belongs in any kind of discussion about political affairs. You don't do that, and we should have a higher standard. And there's a difference between when somebody sits down and watches a comedian, and they clearly understand that that's comedy, as opposed to listening to somebody talk about a current event, and they might not get that it's comedy. And that it's not funny. I mean, what he did was not funny.
Well, and you're right to point out that there's a difference. I mean, as you know, we monitor and archive these broadcasts, not just IMUS, but all talk radio. And what we're seeing now is a reaction, a common thread, especially in conservative talk radio, but also in the print media, such as the Rocky Mountain News, is an attempt to shift the blame for what happened from the person who said it to the supposed culture that those kind of terms emanate from in the current domain, namely rap music and the African-American community. And that's ridiculous. I mean, that tends to basically just say, well, it's not his fault that he said this, and it's okay because these terms are used by some people in the black community. Well, that doesn't make it right, and it doesn't mean that he's entitled to say these types of things. As we look and record and archive talk radio, our contention has always been that basing arguments on lies, misinformation, and on inflammatory speech is not the way public discourse should be conducted. It's bad for both the right and the left.
Yeah, I agree. And it amazes me that people try to foist this argument off on you about, well, the rap and hip-hop people are doing it, and I hear it on the street. And well, and I said this yesterday. I mean, didn't your mother ever teach you that two wrongs don't make a right? That's like, that. You know, I said this to somebody I emailed yesterday, a listener. That's like going into court and saying, you can't try me for murder. Murder's inherent in our culture, and people are murdered every day. So what did I do wrong?
Well,
murder's wrong. Racism is wrong. Come on.
Well, and there have even been some conservative TikTokers that we've monitored in the last couple of days who are trying to say, okay, well, the specific thing he said, I don't even see how that's racist or how that's abusive. And I thought about that a lot in the last day or so, and I thought, okay, well, let's think for a minute and suppose he had substituted the N-word for instead of saying nappy-headed hoes. Essentially, it's the same thought, but a different word. What do you think the reaction would have been in that case? The reaction that we've seen now, I think, would have been mild compared to that. But it's essentially the same thing as he said. And that's what people need to understand. The fact that other people say it doesn't entitle him to say it, and it doesn't lessen the severity of the response that's necessary.
Well, I would accuse those people. By the way, it's 820, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Bill Menezes is...
Calling me Bill Marvin.
Yeah, Bill Marvin, who's the editorial director of Colorado Media Matters. I said this earlier. I believe this is true. Those people who try to make excuses for this or try to excuse their way, you know what they're engaged in? They're engaged in moral relativity, which is the same thing that they always like to shoot at other people about, specifically people who are liberal. Well, you guys are all moral relativists. No, you know what? There's a perfect example of where you do it. There's a perfect example of where you try to move the line in order to protect what you think is your own. And also, I think there's a large dose in there of not getting it. It's unfortunate, and I really believe this, and I know I'm going to get hate email for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. There's a large dose of we don't get it in the white community. There's a large dose of that. But if you turn that around and you take it out of color and you stick religion in there, then watch it start to go to town.
I agree. And what's amazing is, I mean, we don't see this as a conservative, progressive, left-right issue in this whole IMUS controversy. This is an issue about what reasonable people would believe is right or wrong. But the reaction we've seen, the conservative community has really coalesced around defending IMUS in one way or another. And that raises some very interesting questions.
Because what we do, it does. And what we should do is that we change the discourse, or we change the subject matter and take it out of color and go to religion.
Right.
Following religions. Evangelical, authoritarian Christian. Catholics. Well, you could just keep going on and on. And then they would be all over you for that.
No question.
But then they would turn around in the same respect and say, well, this is no big deal. Well, what do they all have in common? What's the same common thread? With the exception of people like Armstrong Williams and some of the others who are of questionable authenticity anyway. But what do they all have in common? What thread do they have? You know what it is? They're all white. That's the whole thing that they have going on. And it's not a matter of left, right, white, black, orange. None of that stuff has anything to do with it. Here's what it's a matter of. Common decency. Having some moral standards. And being able to engage in a discussion, a commentary, or even a passionate or heated argument about anything underneath the sun without having to go down that road. And what shocks me is, Begala and Carville are defending this guy, Imus, and Begala said, oh, my son and I, we heard it and we laughed. Really? Well, then you're sick.
Yeah, well, I agree. I can't imagine sitting and listening to something that with one of my kids and having any response but a dropped jaw and a feeling of amazement that somebody who is allowed to use the public airwaves routinely engages in that kind of dialogue.
Yeah, you're right. It's just unbelievable. All right, listen, I'm going to make a prediction to you. You want to bet a lunch on this?
Sure.
Okay. I bet you that IMUS gets blown out by CBS, but that in 3 weeks to 4 weeks, this will be gone. This will be gone, and nothing will happen to the other hosts that engage in this kind of behavior. How much you want to bet?
I'll tell you what. I'll take you up on that, and I'm going to take the over because I think if there are more tools available for people in the public to understand that this is going on such a wide basis, whether it's the items that are available on Media Matters for America and Colorado Media Matters, whether it's the preservation of these types of offenses on the Internet through the blogs. I think there's going to be a greater awareness because of this. I'll take the over, and I'll be glad to pay up if I'm wrong.
Okay, man, you're on. Bill, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on, Jay. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, there's Bill Marvin, editorial director.
Harry, come down from there. He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling him to call Leaf Guard. Oh, no. If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
On southbound 225 between Parker and I-25, that's due to a crash we had earlier at Dayton. Weather today? Looks like we'll see some clouds rolling in with afternoon rain, changing to snow by this evening in a high of 46. Currently partly cloudy, 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic level 1 trauma center, has immediate openings in correctional care nursing, physical therapy, administration, and several other areas. For more information, visit denverhealth.org. That's denverhealth.org. Denver Health, level 1 care for all.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
26 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, no angel, not a perfect human being. I have an addiction. I have a fetish. And it's for automobiles. I love them. I love them. I can't wait till we get off fossil fuel. I'm tired of killing myself. But listen, I'm always talking to people about cars. Guy says to me yesterday, I spent the majority of the winter stuck. I got to get a four-wheel drive vehicle. I said, man, you got to call Rockies. Because Rockies has the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You want an SUV? Rockies has got a huge selection, and they are the best. And there's no better place to go. They got their matching down incentive going on right now. Get out to Rockies. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's going to snow again tonight. You tired of being stuck in the snow? Then get out to Rockies. You got till 9 o'clock tonight. Get an SUV. Save money. And walk away happy. See my friends the Al Shears. See Spanky Herrera. See Fred Labrado. See Gerard Menard. Johnny Mays. Jim Monroe. All the folks at Rockies will help you out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Energy Honky Team, get in that house and waste some energy.
No problem. It's got leaky windows and no attic insulation.
This house is under attack by Energy Hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of Energy Hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy-efficient light bulbs.
Go to EnergyHog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
EnergyHog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Great yard.
Oh, thanks.
Is that your new grill over there?
Yeah. You like it?
Awesome. You done any cooking yet?
Nope. Still breaking in this patio furniture.
Yeah, you can't rush that.
Soda?
Want a great yard this year? Start now with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So get it now, then take it easy. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through April 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After 8 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin here. And we're talking about the Amish situation. Paul Walden coming up next. I got time to squeeze in one call, and let's do it. Jeff in Summit County has been hanging on. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Just wanted to say that I don't agree with what Ima said at all. I think what he did was wrong. What I said the other day, that the market would play out and decide whether he's going to have a show or not, is happening. I just wish the people that were driving this would stop the hypocrisy.
Well, but there's a lot of people involved in this, though, who are not, who don't suffer from hypocrisy, and I'll name some names. You want me to name some?
Sure.
All right, how about Gwen Ifill of PBS, formerly of NBC News, formerly of the New York Times, who Mr. Imus labeled a cleaning lady.
Okay. What I'm saying
is... All right,
is,
wait a minute, hold on. Now, when has she ever engaged in hypocrisy?
Is the people that are outraged, like the two reverends, Jackson... And,
well, there's only two people.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is they're all acting outraged.
Well, who's all?
Where... I watched the TV show. There's been about 30 black people sitting on the TV going off on it.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Now,
and if there's been
30, where was their outrage?
Wait. Excuse me. But if there's been 30, then, and you accuse them of hypocrisy, then name names and give examples.
I watched shows this morning. I watched four
give me names
on MSNBC.
And give me examples.
I couldn't tell you all their names, Jeff.
Well, you know what, Jeff? Then don't make that statement. Because
I can't make that statement because I watched it on TV.
No, you can't make the statement because you don't know whether those people have been involved in any efforts to try to stop any of this or not.
Where was their outrage with the black comedians using the same language and worse?
How do you know that they haven't?
If they haven't, why didn't they call in for
being
on the air?
You know what gets me about this? Now you're going to get my temper up. I asked you, you said, I'll give you, I heard 30 people. I go, okay, who are those 30 people?
I don't know their names.
You don't know their names? Then if you don't know their names and you don't know who they are, then how do you have any knowledge at all whether they have ever written anything, said anything, talked to anybody about these subjects that you accuse them? Do you accuse people without evidence?
If they would have, they'd be off the
air.
That's not true.
No,
I believe that.
I don't care whether you believe it. Listen, there are people on this planet who believe that the Earth is flat. There are also people on this planet who believe that global warming is a farce. It doesn't make it true.
Okay.
What that shows is, number one, you can't back up what you're saying. And number two, it also shows that you have no knowledge at all of how the business...
My ears don't lie.
Then name names and give examples. Name names and give examples.
I heard it, Jay.
Don't make charges. Unless you can back it up. Who are you talking about?
Okay, I'll take a pencil and I'll write down everybody's name.
That's right. You do that.
Because it did happen.
No.
It did happen.
Prove it to me. Prove it to me.
I watched it. You're calling me a liar, Jay.
Yep, you're damn right.
And that's wrong. That's wrong. That is completely and utterly wrong.
No, it is not wrong.
Yes, it is,
because you can't back it up. And I'm not going to allow you or anybody else to make any statements that they can't back up.
I watched it and I've seen it.
I don't care, Jeff.
For you to sit there and say...
I don't care. You can't, because I want them.
I'll get them for you, Jay. Will you allow me back on when I get them for you?
Jeff, you can come back on here anytime you want.
I know I can, but...
Have I ever not let you on?
No. Always, Jay. And I'm not saying that. I just think we disagree on this subject.
No, what I'm asking you is... Here's what I'm asking. And I please am asking you to understand this. I'm pleading with you to understand this. I'm not saying you're a liar. But what I am saying is, if somebody came on here and made the statement about you, okay?
I've been called, I'm an Arab American, I've been called a sand nigger, I've been called
hold on.
Raghead, I've been called
camel jockey. Let me finish. I would ask them the exact same question. I would say... Okay, give me an example of where Jeff has done this. And if they were to say to me, I don't have any examples, or I don't know who Jeff is, then I would say to them, then you can't prove your point. You can't get on the radio and make blanket statements about groups of people, no matter who they are and where you saw them and what the story is, and allow anybody of any integrity to let that stand. You've got to be able to back it up, Jeff.
Okay.
We're no better than the people who we criticize.
Well, it's basically the criticism comes from, I think, the lack of outrage. But let me just say one more thing. I think, on the other hand, on the other issue, the girls were handling it correctly. The girls at Rutgers sat there and said, look, we're going to listen to what he has to say. We may have used this language against each other, and we may have done this. And I bet you they probably have.
Oh, come on.
I bet you they have.
That's enough.
I've heard young kids.
But not all young kids are alike. What's wrong with you? Do you want me to sit here and make these statements about Arabs? You're being... Okay, you know what? I love you. Go get me the proof. I give you a big abrazo, a big hug. Call me again another time. This has gone way too far.
Okay.
Thank you. 835, Gino with traffic.
All right. Thanks, Jay. We had that stalled dump truck on the ramp from Lincoln to southbound 25. It was causing kind of a major traffic jam in that area. Looks like things are starting to recover. I still have some late morning slowdown eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Sheridan, and traffic is still recovering as well. Southbound 225 through the Denver Tech Center. We had an earlier crash there that is now out of the way at Dayton. Weather today, increasing clouds, afternoon rain coming in, changing to snow by the evening, a high of 46. Currently under partly cloudy skies, it's 32 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Little things add up. $1.39 here, $10.57 there. Before long, you've spent more than you meant to. And knowing where your money goes...
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zsbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Micek Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials at American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541, 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Even machine rotors.
All 4 wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Stop it!
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
It's Tom Hartman.
In the next Tom Hartman program, I'll be confronting Angela McGowan on her book, Bamboozled, How Americans Are Being Exploited by the Lies of the Liberal Agenda.
I'll be explaining her real agenda. And Richard Bush is dropping by on China and their challenge to America and their possibility of becoming the world's next superpower. That and the best of the rest of the news and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People.
After Jay, it's Tom Hartman on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Apologize for my heated behavior. 8:39, 39 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, 60% chance of rain and snow. Likely high of 46. I'll just sleep outside tonight. That'll teach me. All right, we're talking about the Don Imus situation. When it comes to the media, nobody knows the workings of the media better than this man. Paul Waldman, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, author of many books, including the latest being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Media Matters is the place to go to keep track of this kind of stuff. And, Paul, welcome, unusually, on a Thursday, to the show.
It's good to be with you, Jay, no matter what day it is.
Thank you, Paul. Because you know me, I pester you on a daily basis about stuff. All right. You guys have been keeping track of not only Don Imus, but Rush Limbaugh, Michael Wiener Savage, Beck, and I'm probably leaving some people out, for all of the racist and insensitive comments that they have made, seems like for years now. Why all of a sudden on Imus, but not these other folks? And you know I've asked you this question repeatedly about, well, when are these guys going to get popped for doing this?
Well, our hope is that this incident will cause some greater attention to those people, and we can start a conversation about what exactly comes out over our airwaves. But I think the reason it happened this time with Imus, it's for a couple of reasons. First of all, the people that he chose to insult were not politicians, they weren't celebrities, they were just young student-athletes who had never done anything to hurt anybody. And I think that's part of why it made people so angry. The other thing is people just learned about it. You know, we put it up on our website and people saw it and it started to get some attention. And finally, and I think this is perhaps most important, is that Imus really occupied a special place, more so than somebody like Michael Savage, even though, you know, there's no doubt that Savage and a number of other people are worse than Imus is. For all the terrible things Imus has said over the years, you know, Michael Savage will say more racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-immigrant things than that in a week. But Imus had not only a nationally syndicated radio show, but also a television show on MSNBC. And he had this parade of very elite figures in the media and in politics who would come on his show. You know, people like Tim Russert and Brian Williams and Howard Fineman and all different kinds of people from television, from the print media, and also politicians, both Democrat and Republican. John McCain was a frequent guest. John Kerry was a frequent guest. So I think the fact that that he was such sort of a member of the club, that made it more important, and I think it also conferred upon him an even greater responsibility. That's not to excuse anything that goes out from some of these other people, but the bar should be even higher when you're talking about what goes on television. And I think that MSNBC stepped up and did the right thing.
The
question is now, really, are they going to replace it with the Jay Marvin Show?
Ah, yeah, right. I'm laboring in the orchard of obscurity here, my friend. The other thing I find really fascinating about this is that the people that are coming forward to defend this guy, first of all, as you guys pointed out yesterday, and I think this is really interesting, Russert has said nothing. Matthews, who you could argue is on vacation, has said nothing. David Gregory last night, sitting in for Matthews on Hardball, was mournful, as if his best friend had been mortally wounded. Begala and Carville, on the air, defending him. McCain and Giuliani, supporting him. I find that to be incredible. And Howard Fineman saying things like, well, you can't do that in this day and age, or whatever he said, which was, like, really lame.
Yeah, you know, Imus had a lot of friends, a lot of those powerful white guy friends, frankly, that, you know, a lot of them decided, backed him up initially. Some of them haven't said anything. You know, perhaps they were just being careful, and that probably was good for them in the end, because those people that came out and defended him look pretty silly now. But, you know, that's exactly why I think a lot of people at first thought, oh, you know, he'll survive this because he's tight with so many of those powerful figures. You know, he was part of the club, and he pushed their books, and was it was a good relationship on both sides. But the fact is that it's not as though those people didn't know that there was a lot of ugliness on that show. You know, he may have, you know, he always had sort of two different kinds of things that he did. He would have the sophomoric humor, and then he would also have somewhat serious discussions with journalists and with authors and things like that, and politicians. But it's not like the politicians and the journalists who went on that show didn't know and went on the rest of the time when they weren't there. They knew, they listened to him. And so they, I think, were falling down on the job. They had a responsibility before this ever came up, before people started to attack him, to, you know, make a decision. Either they're going to go on the show and call him out, or they're not going on the show. You know, and this is, it's not like this came out of the blue. There was an incident all the way back in 2000, we're talking about 7 years ago, when Clarence Page, an African-American columnist, nationally syndicated, he went on Imus' show and made Imus hold up his right hand and take a pledge that he would stop all the racially stereotypical humor. And Imus did it. And he said, yes, I'm not going to make those kind of jokes anymore, you know, about him and Colt 45 and all those things. And Imus said he was going to stop. And not only didn't he stop, but he never invited Clarence Page back on the show. So, you know, I think that people should have seen this coming, but they didn't.
8:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman, media genius and senior fellow at Media Matters for America, and author of a lot of great books, including his latest, Being Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. The other thing, Paul, that I find fascinating about this is there are a lot of elements, including my own listeners, who are trying now to move the discussion away from what Don Imus did and you know, what he said. They're trying to move it over to attacking Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson, neither of whom are pure, but they act as if nobody else is involved in this, and they're leaving out the National Organization of Women. They're leaving out Gwen Ifill, now of PBS. They're leaving out a lot of other folks, and they're trying to attack Sharpton, Jackson, hip-hop, and rap as if it's some kind of lever to let Imus off the hook.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't think that argument withstands much scrutiny. You know, the fact that Al Sharpton, you know, Imus didn't lose his job because Al Sharpton was objecting. And whatever things that Al Sharpton has done in the past is really not particularly relevant to whether or not Imus should be on the air. And the same thing with, you know, the argument, I think Imus made some version of this himself. Well, you know, we just hear weird all the time in hip-hop records. People say hoes all the time, refer to women that way. Well, that's not right either, but once 50 Cent gets his own show on cable, you know, then we can argue about that, and that can be something that's relevant to Don Imus' situation. But 50 Cent doesn't have his own show on cable. And if you have your own show on cable, then you have a responsibility to maintain a certain kind of level of decorum. And he didn't do that, and as a result, he lost his job. And, you know, nobody has a right to a radio show or a television show. There are standards that I think that the media companies that put these shows on have a responsibility to their communities. And MSNBC stepped up and did the right thing, and I think hopefully it will bring on a wider discussion about the kind of stuff that goes out over our airwaves and whether we really think it's appropriate or not.
Yeah, I don't listen to him, but I haven't seen anything from you guys about this. Limbaugh's been strangely quiet about this, hasn't he?
I don't know if in the last couple of days. I haven't heard in the last couple of days. I don't know if he's been talking about it or not. But if he has been quiet, it's probably because, you know, he's got his own history of racist comments, and he probably doesn't want people to start talking about him, too. And, you know, it may not be the case that people like Tim Russert and Chris Matthews go on Limbaugh's show, but the Vice President of the United States does, and he goes on there all the time. And so I think that people should examine what people like Limbaugh and Savage and other characters like that say, because, you know, we should start asking questions about them, too. I'm not saying they should all necessarily be kicked off the air immediately, but there has to be some kind of accountability for this stuff. And we now have one example of someone being accountable, and maybe there should be others, too.
Yeah. I you know what? I totally and completely agree. Paul, once again, not your normal time to be on. Thank you for answering the call above and beyond your usual duty. I really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right. See you later, Jay.
Thank you, Paul. There's Paul Waldman for Media Matters. And we're talking about the IMA situation. All right. It's 8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up after 9, we're going to take time out, a little time out from the IMA situation, talk about something else that looms on the horizon and seems to poke its way into the news almost every single day. That's the nuclear threat from Iran, plus what's going on with North Korea, plus what you and I and this country needs to know about the spread of nuclear arms. And if I've got time, I'll squeeze in a call before we get to the top of the hour. And by the way, John Turk pointed this out, and he's right. Don Imus should not be making any comments about anybody else's hair, because check out his. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Gina and traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we are starting to see some recovery around the metro area. Looks like that traffic jam we had around southbound I-25 and C-470 is out of the way for the most part. Looking much better now across southbound 225 through the Denver Tech Center as well. Still have a little bit of a slowdown westbound I-76 at 270. That's due to a new lane shift that's popped up there. We do have a wreck on eastbound C-470 on the approach to I-25 to watch out for. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds, afternoon rain rolling in, snow expected by this evening, up to 6 inches possible in the metro area with a low of 27. Currently partly cloudy and 32. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new Lancer for just $10,988.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Done on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, God bless you.
And AM760.net.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Colorado's energy industry is humming. 70,000 jobs, $500 million in state and local taxes. Using responsible, environmentally sensitive practices to tap Colorado's energy resources. Our homegrown energy means a thriving economy, which is why people are asking the Colorado State Legislature and Governor Bill Ritter for a sound and sensible energy blueprint to guide us over the next decade. Some in the state capitol have gone in another direction, promoting a mishmash of bills that threaten to damage our energy economy.
Sorry.
But we're optimistic cooler heads will prevail. Colorado's energy economy is just too important. State legislators like Senators Sue Wendells and Peter Groff have always worked for sensible laws. Ask them to do the same when it comes to Colorado's energy industry. With legislators like them and support from us, we can keep Colorado's energy industry on track. And the sounds of success coming. Paid for by the Colorado Land and Energy Alliance.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted driving, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate Stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee. All at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear, available at the Home Depot. And please, follow directions on label.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, 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 more!
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind.
That goes out to my buddy Scott Henderson. 8:55, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And also my buddy Mike Turner, little Bob Dylan. Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk about nuclear weapons. Who has them? Who can use them? But we're finishing up talking about IMUS. Let me go to Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
First, I'd like to address something that Jeff, the caller, said.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson have both spent years decrying and denouncing the words that hip-hoppers and black comics use. Sharpton especially. He's met with those people. He's denounced it on TV. This isn't anything new for him. Second of all, I hear criticism coming from the conservatives. They don't talk about the white people who have stood up and protested what Don Imus said. They immediately go after those two uppity black preachers. Have you noticed that?
Well, I noticed that they not only don't talk about the white people who have said that this is wrong and that this is bad, but they also don't point out the other people of any color who are involved in this. Sharpton and Jackson have become, as I said to Paul Waldman, and I've been saying for now for the last couple of days, they become kind of the excuse, kind of the thing like, well, look at them. Who are they to say anything? Instead of saying, wait a minute, it's not about them. It's about Don Imus, and it's about the fact that what's wrong is wrong.
Yeah, they go after those two uppity black preachers is what they do. Another thing, over the years, I've sent many emails to, like, KOA, about the offensive things that Rush Limbaugh has said, and I never got a single response, nothing. Yesterday I spent some time listening to Limbaugh. I wrote down the local sponsors. Some of them give a website, some of them give a phone number, but they all tell you who they are. I want to send them, you know, my protests. I want to name the things he's done over the years that really offended me. And they're not going to get my business, and I'm going to use this Don Imus thing, getting fired, as just to say, hey, you're really sleazy supporting this sleazy guy. I think it might have better results, if any, than just contacting KOA. They pay no attention at all.
Well, you know? Contact the right people there. That's number one. And then number two, the other thing is, I have a real reluctance to endorse that kind of stuff. Not because I work for Clear Channel and I fear for my job, but because, you know what? We have people who try it with us. And that cuts on a two-way sword.
I'm not asking you to endorse it at all. That's just what I personally am doing since I've got a deaf ear when I've protested. To local people, I've called in and protested on their shows.
All right, well,
I've sent them emails, and they just ignore it.
All right, do me this favor, okay? Send me an email, and I'll put you in touch with who you need to talk to. And I will respond to you because I try to respond, okay?
Sure.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. Coming up next, nukes. We'll talk about it.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
If you are suffering from menopause, call now to see Suzanne Summers live.
I call menopause the seven dwarves of menopause. And here they are. Itchy, bitchy, sleepy, sweaty, bloated, forgetful, and all dried up.
Every single thing that she said, I related to. Every single symptom, I said, that's me. And that's me, all my girlfriends, my mother. She's absolutely amazing.
Suzanne Summers is coming to Denver Sunday, April 22nd, 2 p.m. for one day only. Don't miss this incredible two-hour seminar on how to beat menopause naturally.
The thing that really gives me hope and inspires me, and she reminded me of how I used to be before all my symptoms came into play. I think I found the answer is the thing that we've all been searching for. You guys have got to go.
To see Suzanne Summers live, call 800-600-9532. 800-600-9532. That's 800-600-9532. Or go to RadioHotFlash.com.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The Iraqi parliament was in session this morning when a suicide bomber struck inside the building in the heart of Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone. At least two lawmakers have been killed. 30 more have been wounded. CBS News reporter Martin Seemungal says it was a stunning breach of one of Iraq's most secure areas.
As soon as this bomb went off, security people descended on the area, and there is a lot of security around that green zone, which just highlights the fact that this was such an incredible security breach. But they quickly sealed off the area, and from what we understand, anyone who was in the building at the time is being held for questioning.
Earlier, a suicide truck bomb exploded on a bridge over the Tigris River, killing at least 10 people. Well, Democrats want answers in the apparent disappearance of thousands of emails that may have included exchanges related to the firing of federal prosecutors. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, listen to one of those Democrats, Senate Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy, just a few minutes ago.
I don't know if it's more the dog ate my homework or we're back to the Rosemary Woods 18-minute gap.
Leahy there, of course, remembering the famous lost Watergate tape. The White House insists it's trying to find what it says are the lost emails. A spokesman admits the messages should have been saved. And just in, the Senate Judiciary Committee has authorized subpoenas of some White House documents, Nick.
Well, an American has been indicted on charges he signed up with the enemy. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein for the story.
The indictment alleges that an Ohio man, formerly known as Paul Kenyatta Laws, turned into a self-proclaimed jihad fighter known as Abdul Malik. Prosecutors say he was trained by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan. In Columbus, his terrorist stash included a book called Guerrilla's Arsenal, Advanced Techniques for Making Explosives and Time-Delay Bombs. He allegedly did research on remote-controlled boats and helicopters.
Well, the writer who gave the world Slaughterhouse Five and Cat's Cradle has died. Kurt Vonnegut died of injuries suffered in a fall. He was 84 years old. Stanford University's Hilton Obenzinger says Vonnegut was one of the 20th century's finest writers.
He continues a tradition started by Mark Twain of a sardonic insight into the absurdities of human nature.
Well, heavy snow is in the forecast for parts of the Northeast a day after the storm barreled across the upper Midwest. Chicago got hit, forcing cancellation of a Cubs game and causing major travel headaches on the roads and at the city's airports. For these women in suburban Highland Park, that's life near the big city.
I was looking forward to a nice spring, but not here yet.
I've seen it snow in May, so nothing surprises me.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, right now the Dow is up 11 points, the NASDAQ 8, and the S&P 500 is ahead, too. This is CBS News.
My dad said the bed bugs were gone, but they were hiding in my mattress.
My dad set traps for all the ants, but they like our breakfast cereal better.
My daddy is a hunter, but he's not very good at hunting the mouse in our house.
Some problems are better left to professionals. Visit PestWorld.org today to find a qualified pest professional to protect your home and family.
I think termites are smarter than my dad.
Harold, we're lost. Stop and ask for directions.
We're not lost. I know exactly where we are.
You're lost.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
R2.
Well, I recognize that building. See, I told you, we're not lost.
You should recognize it. We passed it 3 times.
Get a Garmin and get portable, affordable car navigation for any car. Gentle voice prompts automatically guide you to your destination.
Turn right on Highway 134. Continue southeast to destination.
Garmin, the leader in navigation. It just might save your marriage.
Harold!
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Get ready. Another big storm moving in from the west, heading for Colorado, could bring a foot of snow to the southern mountains, maybe that much to the eastern plains and Front Range. Now, rain is forecast today for the foothills, expected to turn to snow a little bit later on.
When we get up tomorrow morning, we're looking at 3 to 6 inches of snow. When all is said and done by tomorrow evening, we're going to be talking about a foot of snow.
Nine News forecaster Nick Carter says snow and blowing snow advisories are already up for many areas. A winter storm warning could go up later on this evening. A University of Northern Colorado student has died from bacterial meningitis. That disease can be treated if caught early, but it wasn't detected soon enough in this case. Sierra Crisman's family members talking to our partners at Nine News about their loss.
Tremendous shock. It's a human condition. We want to know why, but we don't always get to know why. Some questions we won't have answered.
Larimer County Health Department is investigating her death and notifying people who had close contact with Crisman about taking preventive antibiotics. There have been 14 reported cases of bacterial meningitis in Weld County in the last decade. All those patients survived. Until now. And this year, lawmakers wanted the state to help pay for college for Colorado National Guard soldiers serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, but prospects are dwindling as the legislative session winds down. Lawmakers admit they're having trouble finding the money without cutting other programs or violating the state's spending restrictions. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're in much better shape on the roads. We did have that crash out of the way eastbound C-470 at I-25. Still in recovery mode out of Thornton and North Glen along southbound I-25 and past downtown. We do have one crash off the highway, Yosemite at Isla. That intersection looks like injuries involved, so rescue and police probably be tying up the intersection. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Clouds rolling in. You can expect rain showers this afternoon.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Good morning. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. Looks nice out there now, but tonight, later on this afternoon probably, rain and snow likely. High today only getting up to 46. All right. We're going to talk about something that's in the news almost every single day. There's a lot of discussion about this, and we're going to talk to a gentleman who we haven't had on in a long, long time, Joe Cirincione. And Joe Cirincione is in town for the Conference on World Affairs at the University of Colorado Boulder. He is taking part in several roundtable discussions. They're titled Terrorists, What Part of the They Want You Dead, Don't You Understand? Weapons in Space and a New Arms Race and the Nuclear Club. He is Vice President for National Security at the Center for American Progress and author of a new book, Bomb Scare, The History and Future of Nuclear Weapons. So let's welcome back to the show Joe Cirincione. And Joe, thanks for taking time out to be on the program this morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you back.
Well, I just love Boulder here, and this conference on world affairs is astonishing. There's thousands of people are attending these sessions, and all of them seem to know about your show and just love it.
Yeah, well.
So I've gained a lot of status by being on your show this morning.
Well, you don't need to be on this program to gain any status, man. You got status on your own. All right, let me bounce a whole bunch of stuff off you here because you're the man to go to. First of all, let's talk about the recent developments with North Korea. Now,
Now
they're talking about how they want an extra week or what is it, 2 weeks to fully dismantle their reactor. Your reaction to what they're saying, and do you think that they'll adhere to what they've agreed to, or is this just a smokescreen?
Well, this is such an interesting situation. I'm cautiously optimistic about North Korea. The history of dealing with them is that once they agree to do something, they pretty much do it, but not an iota more. But they're very tough negotiators. I mean, they agreed to freeze their reactor. This is where they've been producing plutonium for the last 6 years, ever since the deal they got during the Clinton administration collapsed. During the Bush administration, they opened up the reactor, started producing enough material. They probably have enough plutonium for about 10 bombs now. And they've agreed to shut that down, but they wanted their money back first. The Bush administration had tried a squeeze strategy on them, tried to tighten up financial transactions with some of the banks, including some of the banks that held Kim Jong-il's personal accounts. This just ticked them off, and as part of the deal to shut down the reactor, they insisted that the U.S. unfreeze the accounts. Just yesterday, finally, the U.S. has apparently unfrozen the accounts and the money is now going back to North Korea. I expect in the next couple of days you will see them take the steps necessary to shut down their reactor, though they'll miss the deadline by a couple of weeks. They will blame the U.S. for the failure to actually hit the timeline, which was supposed to be April 14th.
Now, the North Korean government was using these accounts basically to keep the elite of the North Korean government well-heeled in everything from food to liquor to automobiles, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now.
As far as we know, yes.
All right. Now, this is going to be kind of a long-winded, complicated question, okay?
It's a long-winded, complicated situation, so go ahead.
All right. Most people in the media have forgotten this. Most people in the public have forgotten this. But do you remember when Jimmy Carter went to Cuba to talk to Fidel? And I believe it was Richard Pearl, but I can't remember, of the State Department, who came out and made the accusation that the Cubans were involved in nuclear activity and that they were making or trying to develop nuclear and biological weapons. And people had known for a long time that the Cubans were involved in biotech medicine, which they were then, and still are, exporting and selling to other Latin American countries and other third world countries. And Fidel Castro took Jimmy Carter to the place where Pearl and the State Department had alleged that they were supposedly supposed to be doing this, and it turned out to be a milk factory. All right, that's story number one. Now here's the second part of this.
Yeah, I do remember that. It was John Bolton who made those charges.
All right, it was Bolton. Yeah. Okay. All right, here's the second part of it. The second part of it is we keep hearing this about Iran. And based on what went on with Cuba, I don't totally believe this administration and their claims about Iran. And second of all, why can't we do to the Iranian government what we did to the North Korean government and go in and freeze all of their, try to freeze all of their, or put pressure to freeze all of their bank accounts so that they don't have any operating cash outside of their own country?
Yeah. Yeah. The short answer is yes, we can do that. The longer answer is this. Unfortunately, we're now in this situation where most Americans can't trust their own government. That this administration now has a track record of intentionally misleading us on key issues involving war and peace, involving some of the most dangerous weapons ever invented, nuclear arms. We know for certain that the intelligence before the Iraq war was fixed. We know that Saddam Hussein did not have nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons, nor programs to develop them. These actually had been shut down by the UN inspections after the first Gulf War in 1991. We know that there's a history of exaggeration in the case you just gave, John Bolton claiming that Cuba was producing biological weapons, even though people in his own State Department were telling him, no, that's not the case. The issue with Iran is similar. These officials were convinced in their own minds that Iran must have a secret nuclear weapons program underway, and if we could just expose that, we could find a casus belli to invade Iran to accomplish their real objective, which is to overthrow the Iranian regime. Once again, with Iran, the issue really isn't the weapons, just as it wasn't the weapons with Iraq. The point for a lot of the administration activity is to overthrow these regimes, not try to negotiate some deal with it. And this gets to your final point. It's not that the Iranian regime is a bunch of well-meaning mullahs and all we got to do is sit down and hold hands and everything will be all right. No, it's not. These guys are up to their own nefarious schemes. And so there is a role here for the U.S. to have sort of a coercive diplomatic effort to put the squeeze on the Iranians to convince them that they can't go ahead with this nuclear program, which is not a weapons program yet, but could lead to a weapons program, until they restore the trust of the international community. You got to hand it to the State Department. They've done a great job in organizing sanctions at the UN, which has put the squeeze on Iran. So we're doing some of what you suggest. The key now is to couple that with an engagement strategy, to actually start direct negotiations between the United States and Iran to convince them that if they do what we want them to, that we will end our regime-changing efforts. That is, that there is a possibility of negotiating a deal with Iran the way we're trying to do with North Korea and the way we successfully did with Libya. Those three cases, Libya, which has been done, where we changed the regime's behavior instead of trying to overthrow the regime, North Korea, where we're trying to do that now, and Iran, the most difficult case, are all dots in the same line.
But, you know, when it comes to Iran, you can't get any beat as to where they really are. You don't know who to believe on where they really are. And we seem, and I don't want to use the word we, that's wrong, the administration seems hell-bent on a collision course with them, no matter what anybody says, because they keep antagonizing them, just like they used to antagonize North Korea. What is that going to get you?
Well, you know, you're right about, you know, it's hard to say we. The administration itself is deeply divided. There is a faction in the administration, I don't want to name any names, but Vice President Cheney, who is convinced that we have to take direct military action against Iran. His famous phrase is, we don't negotiate with evil, we destroy it. And he and the group around him still believes that. Right now, that's a minority faction, however, and I think the majority of the administration, including the State Department, including the Joint Chiefs, feel that we have our hands full with Iraq, and we don't need another larger war in this region. You know, military strikes against Iran wouldn't be the end of the conflict. It'd be the beginning of a war that would make the Iraq war look like a warm-up act. So right now, I think the odds are low, but that doesn't mean the debate doesn't continue. And that the president himself, we don't know where he's at on this. And you're right, he keeps making statements that antagonize the regime and seems to think that somehow these sanctions or statements will force Iran to capitulate. That is never going to happen. Unless you couple this containment strategy with a diplomatic strategy to negotiate a solution, we're never going to have a peaceful end to the Iranian program. I think it's possible. I think we can stop their nuclear program. I think we can change the nature of the Iranian regime, but it's not by force. It's by diplomacy.
I never thought I would say this in my lifetime, but I really believe this. If this were the Cuban Missile Crisis, and this administration were in power, we'd all be dead.
I think that's right.
I think that they would go to World War III. They would cause a nuclear holocaust because, and I know you're a person of responsibility, I know you're a person of great intellect, but I don't measure up to those standards, so I'm going to make this statement. I think that they are insane. And I know that people are going to say, well, that's derogatory. But you know what? I'm sorry. I think they're delusional. I think they're insane. And it scares me that they can even get anywhere near any of this weaponry. Because if given a chance, and they thought they could get away with it, I believe that they would use it. Now, let me jump to two other areas which do not get discussed much. Pakistan is an extremely unstable country, despite what George W. Bush says, and he said it like last week. Well, we don't deal with dictatorships, and we don't deal. Well, no, what he said was we don't deal with nations that harbor terrorists. When we know damn well that the Pakistan government is harboring Al Qaeda and the Taliban in the Waziri region or whatever up there in the mountains in Pakistan. And Musharraf is having domestic problems there, and that's unstable, and they have nuclear weapons. And then the other thing is, the Chinese are fooling around with missiles in space. Where do you take those two things?
Let me take these in order. Let me just quickly go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis. You know, when I wrote Bomb Scare, I did a lot of research into the history of the nuclear arms race and the development. And during the Cuban Missile Crisis, President Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy, his brother, then Attorney General, had advice from the Joint Chiefs to have a preemptive strike on Cuba. This is what Curtis LeMay, then head of the Joint Chiefs, wanted to do. So it isn't like this preemptive strike doctrine appeared suddenly in the Bush administration. There's a long history of this. Fortunately, we had a president who didn't follow that advice. If he had, we would, just what you say, we would have had a nuclear war. There were similar urges in 1964 to go a preemptive strike against China, when China was developing its program and tested its first nuclear weapon. Again, that advice was ignored, and a more diplomatic path, one that involved containment and engagement, was chosen. I think the history shows that this is the way to deal with these emerging nuclear threats. And on this issue of crazy, I got to tell you, in Washington, I can't tell you how many times I have private conversations with people, key experts in the field, former officials, who will say things like, talking about the Bush administration, these guys are crazy. A lot of people say this in private, that they wouldn't say it in public. But that feeling that they're divorced from reality, that they're operating on a different level that the rest of us don't share, is widespread in Washington. It's what gives all of us a certain chill at night. Just quickly on Pakistan, I think Pakistan's the most dangerous country in the world. This is a country that already has nuclear weapons,
maybe
50 nuclear weapons. It has strong Islamic fundamentalist forces operating inside the military. It has armed Islamic fundamentalist groups, including Osama bin Laden, operating in the country. If something happens to Musharraf, the president, if one of the assassination attempts succeeds next time, who gets the weapons? Who gets the material? Who gets the scientists who know how to build the weapons? They could go from a major non-NATO ally, which is what they are now, to our worst nuclear nightmare overnight. We are simply not paying enough attention to the Pakistan situation, and by the way, to the war next door in Afghanistan, which we're currently losing. We should be moving troops from Iraq to Afghanistan. That is a war we cannot afford to lose because of the impact it would have on Pakistan.
I would agree. What about the Chinese?
There's no excuse for the Chinese ASAT test, which is their anti-satellite weapon that they did in January. We did the same thing about 15 years earlier, almost 20 years earlier, in 1985, and there's no excuse for that. You know, the Chinese have been wanting to negotiate a treaty that bans these kinds of weapons. We're the ones who have refused to do that. They want, and most nations in the world, want to keep space free of weapons. So make it safe for commerce, make it safe for the kind of surveillance satellites that you have, that all militaries have, that give people information, but keep it free from weapons. We should be negotiating such a treaty right now. We have the most to lose. There are about 800 satellites in space. We own half of them. So it's in our direct interest to make sure that nobody is developing weapons that can harm those satellites.
Well, we just have to hang on until 08. That's all I can say. We have to hang on until 08.
Well, fortunately, I think the trends are moving favorably.
Yes, I think they are, too.
You know, but there's a resurgence of pragmatism. You see it in the Congress. You see it in the State Department. You see it in the military. I think we're starting to regain our balance here, and with the good sense of the American people, I think we can finalize that move in 2008. And whether it's Republican or Democrat, the next president of the United States is going to have a very different policy from this crowd.
I certainly hope so. And what Ronald Reagan used to say about trust and then verify, you know, I don't trust these folks that are in power. I don't trust them at all. Joe, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it, and you're welcome to be on here anytime.
Thank you, Jay. My pleasure. I love Colorado. It's a joy to be on your show in your state.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have you back, and when we have you back, we'll just talk about Bomb Scare, and we'll just talk about your books, and we'll visit about that.
That's
next
great,
time.
Man. Great. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right, there's a really smart guy, Joe Cirincione, and he's with the Center for American Progress, and he has written a lot of books, and his current one is Bomb Scare, The History and Future of Nuclear Weapons, and I suggest that if you're interested in this, you should check that out. It's 9:24, 24 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll throw open the phones. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. You want to go in some other direction, that's fine, too. 303-71...
Harry, come down from there. He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling him to call Leaf Guard. Oh, no. If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
And yesterday I was talking to somebody who said to me, you know, I've been stuck. All winter. All winter I've been stuck. And I said, well, what do you mean? I don't have an all-wheel or four-wheel drive vehicle. And I'm sick of it. I got to do something about it. I said, well, here's what you need to do. You need to call Tom or Marv Alshear at Rockies. Because that's the place to go to get that vehicle and to save money. They have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And we're talking four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. If you're tired of being stuck, I mean, this is the place to go. They're matching down incentives going on. You can check out the inventory yourself at RockiesAutos.com. And they got great people working out there, which is what I say every single day. And these folks are my friends. I'm talking about Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers. Who you'll just fall in love with. They're just great people. Spanky Herrera, who is just genuine, real people. Gerard Menard, who works so hard. Johnny Mays, who goes the extra mile. Jim Monroe, who goes the extra mile. Everybody at Rockies goes the extra mile. I can't say enough about them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and so you can go out there tonight until 9. Go right there right now. And they're just great people. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Tired of being stuck? I hear you. Need four-wheel? Need all-wheel? Then you need Rockies. 63rd and Federal.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Creedence Clearwater Revival on the Fantasy label, based in Berkeley, California. Okay, I'm going to get a job on the Fox. 29 minutes after the hour. Rain, snow, likely. High today, 46. Good morning, AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, we spent time with the Joe, and you've been through this with me before. Now we got to turn back around, and then I'll definitely get to your calls. So if you're hanging on there, I know it's uncomfortable, and you don't like it. You know what? Please, just bear with me. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about, and that's fine. Now I want to plug something. Can I plug something? Would that be all right? Well, what's John Turk going to say? No, you can't. You only produce the show. You're not the operations director. Oh, you're going to turn my mic off. Okay. And I can bring Gina in on this because Gina and I are both in on this.
Okay.
And this is not a paid endorsement. Okay. This is just because I get so many emails and people ask me about this. So I want to speak publicly about it for a couple of seconds. One, we have no updated pictures on the website of my weight loss. We will get some. I just have not had time to do them. Two, how did I get where I am and how did this happen? Because I had gastric bypass. Okay. Three, I know somebody in my family or I myself am interested in this, but I'm scared of it and I don't know much about it. Here's the answer. Coming up on April the 21st, that's a Saturday, I believe it's the Holiday Inn on Colorado Boulevard. Am I right, Gina?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right.
That's right. It's Denver Bariatrics and Dr. Michael Snyder's presentation. It takes about an hour, hour and a half. You get total understanding of bypass. You get total understanding of lap band. And you're free to ask any questions you want to about this. And Dr. Snyder is the most open person and honest person in the world. And he's not selling anything. Okay? Everybody needs to understand that. That he's not out there selling anything. And this is not about selling anything. And I'm like really close to 100 pounds. I must be a pound and a half, 2 pounds away. And Gina and I, and Gina's husband, Paul, we're going to this. We're going to be there. So if you want to go and you want to meet us, and plus you want to find out about this because somebody in your family can benefit from it, you need to call, and I don't have the numbers. See, so that's why I'm telling you, this is not, I'm not pushing anything here. I'm just giving you information. Denver Bariatrics, and it's in Denver. So you got to go do the homework and get the number, and then we'll see you there. Right, Gina?
That's right.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
And you'll hear a lot of things from a lot of people. Oh, don't do it. And I got a lot of that before I went ahead with it. But let me tell you something. It's not easy. It's not a shortcut. But it will change your life. And you have to work at it. But it's worth doing. It's definitely worth doing. And John Turk has found the number. Should I give the number on the air, Gina?
Yes.
Okay. Want to go to the seminar? It's free. Doesn't cost a dime. We're not selling anything here. I'm not selling anything. He's not selling anything. Gina's not selling anything. 303-280-7600. 303-280-0900. I'll give it to you again. 303-280-0900. And the only reason that we're sharing it, the only reason I'm sharing it with you, is because I get a lot of questions about it, and also because it makes such a difference in your life, you can't believe it. And I just want you to have the same thing that I've had. And knowledge is power. So I want to put it out there. So join us April the 21st. Right, Gina?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, it's supposed to start snowing this afternoon. Right now, it's okay, but how's traffic been this morning? I mean, has it been bad? And boy, can you wait until tomorrow morning?
Oh, my gosh.
Joanne, should call in sick?
That's,
yes.
That's if we can all make it in.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you have any trouble, call us. We'll come pick you up.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, it hasn't been that bad this morning. Right now we have a couple of slow pockets. Typical for this time of the commute, southbound 25 out of North Glen, little sluggish past downtown. We did have one late morning mishap with injuries off the highway. Watch out for it at Yosemite at Iliff. Excellent conditions in the high country. No problems really at all this morning. Again, just be prepared for that big change. It's coming as that rain-snow mix moves in just in time for the afternoon drive. Weather today, clouds rolling in. Expect those rain showers this afternoon. Snow by evening and only a high of 46. Tonight, a winter storm watch in effect. Windy and cold conditions expected with a possible 6 inches of snow in the metro area. Low of 27. Currently partly cloudy and 39. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving, morning, noon, or night. Just call in and carry out.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm just shocked. John Turk is actually playing Bruce Springsteen. And then a lot of people called up and said, oh, you're right, John. Bruce Springsteen's awful, but I like Bruce Springsteen.
Did Joss on the city bad school to search for his groove.
This is maybe my favorite song that Bruce does.
Like the whole world.
Oh, okay, Larry King. My favorite song that Bruce does. Yeah, I was talking to Bruce the other day. Name dropper. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tonight, rain, snow likely, and a high of 46. Should I say that? I'm going to say this anyway. You ought to, if you get a hold of it, if you can find it anywhere, you ought to look and see the cable Nielsens about how some of these people who are quote-unquote big figures, how they do on the air. I'm talking about guys like Anderson Cooper, who is like the Paris Hilton of news. Larry King, who's celebrating 50 years, and XM is going to give him his own channel. God almighty, how boring would that be? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lee Abrams, and anybody else at XM. That's a reason never to pay for radio right there, that you would give Larry King his own channel. Paula Zahn's another one. They just have like no viewers.
Well, Oprah has her own Sirius channel, but she's never on it. It's like friends of hers, but it's called like the Oprah channel or whatever it is.
Oh no, this is like next time they're going to play like all of these old interviews. Oh, that's what I want to hear.
Celebrating 50 years of Larry
King. Okay, yeah, right. Let's have a discussion about Bob Hope. Okay. Oh, for crying out loud! How boring would that be? And you guys send emails and complain to me about doing Don Imus and doing other topics that you don't like. Can you imagine having to sit around and talk about Bing Crosby? Derbingle! Yeah, I knew Derbingle when I was in Miami. Okay, Larry, fine. Let's talk about all your wives you've had and the times you've been in trouble with the law. We could have a whole channel devoted to that. Let's go to Miami. Hello. Okay. That's true, though. God, I hate to say it's true. And there are people who survive off buzz alone. Really. And they do like the worst stuff on the air. Okay. Let's go to Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, wanted to just follow up a little bit with that interview you had with the nuclear weapons expert. I have to say, I agree with you about being afraid of those guys. I think there's an administration that one piece of them are like Dick Cheney, who, if you annihilate a million people, he doesn't care, and he doesn't care whether it's Americans, Iraqis, whomever. He just doesn't care. And then you couple that with the folks that Chris Hedges talks about, you know, that want the cataclysmic end of things, you know, based on religious kind of stuff. I don't think Cheney's part of that crowd. He just wants world domination at any cost. He doesn't care what he does to do it. And, yeah, I have never been as afraid for my kids and the potential survival of their grandkids someday that we don't have yet, but hopefully will. And, the crowning thing to me now is the fact that they extend the troop rotation, you know. They extend the troop stay. They don't care about the American military. I think that's wrong. I think it's immoral. I think it's criminal. I think it's a treasonous act. But they don't care. And I think the American public, hopefully with the help of Congress, they're either going to have to impeach these guys and use the rule of law to get them out of there as plan A, or otherwise we're going to have to come up with a plan B, and it's going to be real ugly.
Well, you can't impeach them. Here's why. Because right now, as things stand, you don't have the votes to pull that off. And what would end up happening is it would fail, and then the American people would be upset, and they would be mad, and they would be rightfully so. To be upset and be mad.
Let me ask you.
Because mathematically, you can't make that happen. But what you can do, here's what you can do. What you can do is all of us can lean on Congress to do what they're currently doing, which is to stop this guy and the people around him from having a blank check to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Well, yeah, and I'm concerned they will start a war with Iran before they're out of power. They will get that done before 2008, come hell or high water.
Well,
I'm scared.
I hope not. I hope not. And I don't like getting on the air and saying that they're crazy, but I would ask any conservative listening to call me and define to me what you would call it when you live in this elusive world that doesn't face reality. I mean, I spent an hour this morning trying to get people to talk about the troop situation with them not allowing the Army to come home and tacking on four more months, and the fact that the green zone today, a bomb goes off, and notice that the word, if you go look at the news copy, notice it never said rocket. A bomb goes off and kills several members of Parliament in the cafeteria while they're eating lunch. And then these folks get up every single day, and they tell us things are better, the surge is working, that it's getting better. Okay, meanwhile, American deaths are up. I mean,
Iraqi deaths are continuous.
Yeah, so what do you call that? If you don't want to call that insanity, what do you call it? Because to me, it's like if you and I were standing in this room together, banging our heads against the wall, and only hurting ourselves, and not doing anything to take the wall down, somebody'd walk in here and see us and go, Tim and Jay, you're crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And that's what we keep doing. We keep, these folks want to keep repeating the same pattern over and over and over, and they want to keep saying the same things over and over and over.
And the part that gets to me is while they're doing that, they're slaughtering people by the thousands or tens of thousands. And I agree with you about the nuclear stuff. If they had their way, they'd be slaughtering them by the tens of millions.
Yes, they would push the
crack.
Yes, they would push the button. And I appeal to conservatives. I appeal to independents. I appeal to people who are not affiliated with any political party. I appeal to you. I know that it's tough to stand up and say, okay, I was wrong. The people I supported were wrong. But for the sake of your country, for the sake of your kids and your kids' kids,
you got it, man.
We got to stop this madness.
I agree with you. God bless you, man. Let me let you go.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
I know I'm preachy this morning. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeremiah in Denver. Jeremiah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jim Arvin. How you doing?
Okay.
I got a book suggestion for you real quick. It's called The Terror Conspiracy by Jim Morris. It's about the 9/11 demolitions. First off, I just wanted to say everybody that's in office right now in the White House, you know, they're not here to defend the country. They're not here to support the country and look after the country in its best interests. And we can tell by that by everything that's happened in the administration over the last 6 years. Everything they've said to us has been a lie. Everything that has had absolute every piece of evidence shown that they've been in the wrong, they have denied and lied about. But what I wanted to really touch up on is, you know, I've been studying this 9/11 conspiracy pretty much for the last 4 years, and I work at an airport, and I talk with aircraft mechanics every single day, and most of these mechanics, I ask them, you know, do you think high oxygenated kerosene could actually take down a steel structure? And everybody I talk to says no. And all the evidence that I have been researching shows that it's inconclusive. There's so many questions to be answered, and it seems like every time any one of the 9/11 families or anybody that lost a loved one in the World Trade Center, you know, it just gets brushed to the side. And, I mean, Even the families that were suing Saudi Arabia because of the attacks, I mean, Bush had his legal defense defend Saudi Arabia over his own countrymen. I mean, there's just so much inconclusive evidence that there's these questions that just aren't answered. And, I mean, what my question is to you is, if this does turn out to be what I suspect is being an inside job, what actions do you expect the people to really do? I mean, what do you think would actually happen?
I don't believe that it was a conspiracy. I don't believe that it was an inside job. I believe that it was neglect. I believe that the CIA sent a briefer to Crawford, that they had the information that bin Laden was determined to attack, that they ignored it, that they didn't care, that they were careless and negligent, because they have a long pattern now, we see, of this kind of negligence. If they can't handle Katrina or the Veterans Hospital situations, what makes you think they could handle something like 9/11?
Well,
and hold on. I'll let you talk. And Condoleezza Rice was successful in going before the 9/11 Commission and BSing her way in and convincing them that those were, that memo, that presidential briefing memo, was an historic document when in fact it wasn't. And this administration let that happen and have never been held accountable for their negligence. But I do not believe that the towers were imploded by people here, and I don't buy that, and I would recommend that you read the Popular Mechanics book on it, where they surveyed all of these experts. Listen, I got to run, Jeremiah. Thank you for the call. 9:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina. Oh, I do this every morning. Rick? It's all we got.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Spring is here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Micek Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials at American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500.
1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Great yard.
Oh, thanks.
Is that your new grill over there?
Yeah. You like it?
Awesome. You done any cooking yet?
No. Still breaking in this patio furniture.
Yeah, you can't rush that.
Soda?
Want a great yard this year? Start now with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So get it now, then take it easy. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through April 18th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They are rain and snow likely, high today 46. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones, 303-713-7600. I've gotten a ton of instant messages today from am760.net. You miss any part of the show, go to podcast at am760.net, and you can get it. And I'm going to try this afternoon to sit down, like I do every afternoon when I have time, and try to answer as many of these as I possibly can. But I can't always get all of them. And then there are some people out there, like this guy, Golden Bear, whatever his, what is it, 76, or I don't know, whatever his deal is, who sends me these moronic, you know, totally ridiculous emails because he's irritated because he's very right-wing, and he's irritated by what we're talking about here. And it gets on his nerves. And I kind of dig that, too. I kind of find that appealing. As much as I want to hear from everybody, and I do. Who's this, Bryn in Boulder? You know, get time for one more? Bryn, about Hello? 2 minutes. Go ahead, man, you're on.
Yeah, Jay, I wanted to point out, it seems real simple to see what we have this delay in movement toward leaving Iraq is because right now before the Iraqi parliament, do they have a parliament or a congress?
They have a parliament.
Before the Iraqi parliament is this oil revenue bill, and which would basically give away the oil rights to corporations, to the big oil companies and this sort of thing for 35 years. That hasn't passed yet, and it's due to be voted on in May. I wouldn't be surprised to see if and when that's passed, that the Bush administration would be more likely to, entertain the idea of moving out or getting out of there. But right now, they're not going to go anywhere until they get that thing pushed through.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. They can't get those people to agree on any kind of oil revenue sharing plan. They won't vote. They can't get them to get any kind of coalitions together to get it passed. And the other thing is that even if that did pass and we did leave, how would you get the oil out when the place is unstable? So that's got something to do with it. And then the third thing is, and this is something that the American people have got to realize, these folks genuinely believe that out of the barrel of a gun, they can change the direction of the world.
Definitely, yeah. They believe that for whatever their ideology is, whatever their reality that they feel that they want, they can do anything. And it's okay. It's for the good of the world. It's for the good of the people. And certainly for the Iraqi people, it's not good for them to take away, you know, a huge portion of their oil revenues and to remove all that. But it's great for business.
Yep. Well, you know, it's not only that, but it's also, yeah, you're right, what they perceive to be our national interests. And and they're just serial exaggerators. I got to run, man. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Tomorrow we'll get together in the snow, unless management decides otherwise. It's your country. Stand up for it. It's our America. We're just as patriotic as they are. Remember that.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.